Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So
hello. Oh, I feel so much better. Wow. I'm doing just fine. Just fine. You know it's the truth, 'cause it is. This is the new ad talk. You're listening. Hey, so hi. Put the phone down. I'm sorry for the noise. I asked Joe McKenzie repeatedly to add that to the opening, you know, little jingle. Hey, you know, we say George Carlin. And then the opening of the show is on Todd's phone. Something. You know the way he does those rhymes? I know what Joe McKenzie does. I have video of him. He throws a bunch of words into a plastic bag, and then he pulls them out, and he writes his songs. I know. It's his beautiful voice that I give him credit for. So listen, I'm coming to San Diego in September, like the 24th, 25th, and 26th. I'll get the dates right, but somewhere in that weekend, the American Comedy Club, I'm almost positive that's the name of it. And I hear a lot of good things, so I'm very excited. So there's that. I was here. Please listen to the whole opening, please. I mentioned to send my Aunt Ruth a birthday card. My Aunt Ruth is... I'll explain it in the show. But she's having her 95th birthday. So if I say it in the show, send her a card. Her actual birthday is August 3rd, but it's okay if it gets there before. It's okay if it gets there a week after. She'll love it. And she says she doesn't get that much mail. So I would prefer this. You can take a piece of paper. If you have kids, yeah, grab a crown. If you're in an office, grab any white piece of paper, make a happy face, write happy birthday. Do whatever you want. That's fine. She would love it. And I give the address in the show. I hope she gets like a lot of stuff. It would be really cool. All righty. Listen to me whine. There's that. Oh, so you know the game show bit? We haven't done it in a while, but somebody suggested it. You know who you are. You're the only person. And we were going to do it. We had all, me and Chris Burden had all the, sound effects ready. And we never got to it, so we'll do it next week. We'll do it like twice as long. We'll get a more absurd. For $500 million trillion zillion, you can walk away now. Or for $45 million trillion. It's fun to play with fake money. That's what my uncle used to say, and they had to put him away. All right, well, I think we're doing all right. There was one other thing I needed to talk to you about. Do any of my listeners have air freshener Christmas trees hanging from their rearview mirror? If you do, I want to know why. No, seriously, like, you know, do you think I like my car to be fresh? First of all, the point is I think they look ugly. And I think people, if you ask, they'll probably get defensive. Well, I want my car to smell fresh. No, if you wanted your car to smell fresh, you'd put it underneath. You know you can shove it under the seat, or you can... You really had no idea? No, you like it up there. I think it's like Starbucks to you. Like, there's the... No, I'm kidding. It's not that. But it is something. Could you email me and let me know and be honest with me? Don't email me and tell me, oh, I just like my car fresh. Is there another way to get it fresh without hanging a Christmas tree from my rearview mirror to dangle around? If there was another way, I'd do it. Please, show me a little self-respect. See, I can do a podcast all by myself. Look at me right now. It's going good, right? I better get some sound effects. All right, I paused it for a second and I probably forgot what I was talking about. But anyway, you're fine. You're look at you. And I'm like a robot. Everything. That's this is my opening. So enjoy it. And Sarah Schaefer is one of my new favorite people. Sarah Schaefer and Scott Moran came, and they were great. Like, they were both easy to play with. They really were. They were just easy to play with. You couldn't, whatever you did, you felt comfortable. If it was silly, if it was whatever it was. So they were fun. We really did have a special time. It was great. All right. What's wrong with me? I can't be complimenting my own work. It looks bad. I'm so critical of myself. That's going to be the new way I'll be. I'm so critical. I'm too critical. If there's one thing that's critical about me, I'm too critical about myself. All right, great. You're really an open book. No one sees through your bullshit. All right, listen. I got to go because, you know what? I realize there's something that brings me as much joy as Family Guy instantly. And I hope I don't learn that was a mistake. Hope I wasn't on the wrong side of history. I know there's certain things. Believe me, I deal with it. But I will learn. Judge Judy. I know within 10 seconds I'm going to be satisfied. I want a little Judge Judy. And I fucking get it. I just love it. Oh, I love when she just, it's just something about her. I feel like she deals with people like I would deal with hecklers at a comedy club. It's sort of the same thing. Maybe it's fun to watch people that think they're completely right being told they're wrong. And there's truth to that. Because people, you know, they want to win. It doesn't even matter that I think the show pays if you lose, part of being on the show. People still want to be right. They're not that good of actors, trust me. I know it's whatever type of television, but trust me. They're not that good. Those are real people. People don't fucking like being wrong. It's fun to watch someone tell them they are. Maybe that should be my show. I'm not proud of what I'm saying right now. Sometimes I think I myself need some help. All right, listen, you're great, and I'm really proud of you. I don't give a shit. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. No, don't stop. Don't. You don't 15-second forward it. You know, it's all right to fucking like yourself a little. Listen, I don't like the way I giggle, but you don't see me complaining. I just comment on it. All right, I gotta go. I think I'm going on too long. I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. Oh my God, don't judge me. Aristotle, what should I do? I'm having a nervous breakdown. Seriously, whatever. What should I do, Aristotle?
Todd, you've come to the right guy. I know all about mental breakdowns. I've had my fair share. All you have to do is calm down, relax, and take some deep breaths. And I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to take some deep breaths. 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 Breaths.
All right, I'll take deep breaths. You didn't have to yell at me. Maybe you weren't yelling, now that I think about it. It was more like you were like going, Todd, take deep breaths. Todd, you got it. Yeah, it was more like that. Now he's got to fill in that gap and make it make sense. And I love it. And I listen later. Make sure that he gets the joke. All right, bye. I'm so sorry.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be so... I feel it. We'll tell you who's here in a second. Sarah Schaefer's here, and I got excited. And Scott Moran's here, and it's just... my friend Chris is here. Aristotle's here. Gabe is here. And Keith. Look at fucking Keith. And then, this is what's crazy. Look... We're going to miss Jake while he's gone, but filling in for him is Chris Burden, everybody. Chris fucking Burden. That's right. That's exciting. That's like, you know what? Jay couldn't have left those in better hands. He's a different person, but, you know.
The Todd Glass situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
Jon Stewart, no big deal. What else do we got over there?
Fucking call me back this time. Then don't call
Sarah Silverman.
Ever again,
because
we're done.
Hey, it's Zach.
Who gives a shit?
I really want to come. I've got to promote.
He's got stuff to promote. Leave me alone. I'm so fucking tired of all my celebrity friends. What's
my
Jimmy?
God, it's Baron. Baron. I don't know what I got to do to get on your fucking show.
Show a little respect. I'm sick of his shit, too. He fooled me.
Veteran comedian and podcast pioneer is with us and now best-selling author.
All right.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing good. Are you there? What if I was that out of it? Okay.
Please say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
We're here. Come on, we do it big. Comedy's national treasure. I'll take it. Oh, yes. Sarah Schaefer's here, everybody. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm all right.
Already you're on fire. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Take your headphones off and enjoy what's in the room. Alrighty. Yes. Here we go. Wow, I feel it. Wow. My God.
Well, if you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
While Sarah Schaefer's here.
Two strong arms, I can help.
It's gonna be fun, I feel it in my blood.
It would sure do me good, to do you good, let me help.
It's the Todd Glass Show, it's a new day.
It's a fact that people get lonely.
Scott is so jealous I gave Sarah more attention. It's eating him up.
It would sure do me good. Do you good? Let me help.
Do something big over there. Let's fucking do it
when
up.
When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dreams.
Oh, my God. Scott is so jealous. It's making me laugh.
I'm telling me everything I want to hear. Well, don't forget me, baby. All you got to do is
God, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing oh.
That's a Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Fine, you look great. You're taking care of yourself. Sarah, we had fun. Now listen,
yeah.
I got a few things to get out of the way, and then we're going to start this show. That's a big, that's a cold opening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the guests to sit there across from me and not be able to do anything. That's why we're going to rip through this, and then we're going to... Oh, Chris Hardwick saw me on the plane, and that's why I'm playing more jingles. I can't... To be honest, and I'm not afraid what he thinks. I don't care if someone tells him this. I am so fucking fed up. He literally texts me on the phone. By the way, to George Carlin, in the bit, he did do this. But as the bit, he texted me, more fucking jingles, asshole. And I read it on my phone to George. Maybe, because that's our running joke with that. I don't want to play the jingle. No, it's not a running joke. I'm sick of him. He goes, more jingles. I go, people, you can't make guests sit in front of you while you play fucking jingles. He goes, I don't give a shit. You want to get tossed off the Nerdist Network? Yeah, that's the way he talks when no one's around. He's not. He goes, listen here, you little fucking half pile piece of shit. He said, listen here, you fucking Marc Maron. And I know what he means. So, my Aunt Ruth, you know what? She was like my grandmother to me. What the fuck was that? That's going to cost you. And I'm not shitting around. I'm starting to charge everyone every time I hear a little glitch, anything in the background. Can you pull out that address I gave you?
Yeah.
So my grandmother, is your grandmother? I don't want to, you know, I don't mean to.
They're all gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine's alive. Yeah. Now, does it hurt you? Are you jealous that my grandmother is alive and yours isn't? And be honest, I won't judge you. I don't.
I'm more jealous just of anyone who had a great relationship with a grandparent, because mine were either gone or completely like gone mentally.
You know,
for my
what?
Life. So I never had like a good grandparent relationship, you know.
You know,
so I'm
what?
Jealous of that. So maybe tone it down a little.
Tone down my bragging. Well, can I tell you something? Maybe say it a different way. You're right. It makes me realize I'm lucky, because my mom's grandmother was cuckoo, but this was her sister who was like our grandmother. So
right.
Sometimes when I'm just not thinking, I just say grandmother. But she's having her birthday, and she's 95. And let me tell you something. She is amazing. Like, now I understand when I see her what people mean when they go there. Matter of fact, sometimes I forget. Like, I sent her my book. But I was like, so, because I mention her in it. My mom goes, oh, she would love it. She doesn't get a lot of mail. And then once I realized, I'm like, oh, she just think that would be so easy to send her mail. Like, so I had address envelopes made, because it's me, it's writing the address that's hard. Not address envelopes, stickers.
Mm.
My friend Dana made me like 100 stickers. Because if I don't have to write the address, throw a fucking sticker on it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's hard for me to write the address. Well, it is for me, because I have a problem writing, you know, and it's very hard for me. Even if, you know, I mean, I write this stuff out for the show, but try looking at my spelling if we have a break. And I just send her stuff. So I sent her the book, and she told my mom she read the whole book. I'm like, oh, how did she? She reads. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forget. Like, I thought maybe, I didn't know what her vision was, but she wears glasses. That's the most boring story in the world. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I started this podcast. So her address, can you send her a happy 90? Just don't mention her age. Just go happy birthday. Something simple. By the way, if this isn't a true test of my trust in the podcast listeners, because someone could send something, you know, disgusting, but I don't think they will. She's 95. I shouldn't even have said anything. I put it in one person's head. No, she'll get it. So just send her happy birthday. Keep it simple. Aunt Ruth, you know, you can write on it. It's 5938 East Grandview Road. 5938 East Grandview, Grandview Road, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. 85254. And put Ruth Shucker on it. Ruth, R-U-T-H, Shucker, S-H-U-C-K-E-R. Keep it simple, you know, and there we go. So there's that. So anyway, you know what? Hardwick, I got out of the way. The quote we'll do later. Oh my God, I'm so good. So professional.
Todd, what if all your listeners send her...
$10?
Well, what if they...
She does need money.
What if all your listeners
she does.
Actually...
She's fine. I'm kidding.
What if every single one of your listeners actually does send her a happy birthday card, and then she has to sit there and open all 42 of them?
She'll love it. Oh, blah! I'm laughing because I go right into taking the glory before I realize, oh, my God. You know what would have been nice? If you had something to play after that. Say that again. And by the way, these are the edits. I'm talking you through the show, Chris, because there's some running bits. When we say edit out, now, except for the... But these, when I say edit it out, we're kidding. And it's in the jingle that starts the show. So we'll just... I think it's funny. So no, we'll edit that out so you'll never hear. Can you do that joke again? And then right afterwards, can you play this? And then we'll edit out. The audience will never hear this. Go ahead. Man, go ahead.
So just do it again right now?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like how I say it into the mic. You know I'm kidding, right? So anyway, everyone will send her cards. It'll be great.
Todd, I have a quick question.
Oh, what?
What if every single one of your listeners sends her a birthday card?
Well, she'll love it.
Well, then she's going to have to sit there and open all 42 of them?
It's playing.
No, it's not.
No, it's like, okay. It might have been one of the ones we didn't edit.
Okay. This is the way we do it now. We don't put pressure on you. We just wait.
I think
Jake might not have left L.A. yet. We can call
him. No. Hey, don't do that to yourself. I'm being totally serious. Don't do that to yourself. Okay. Is it here? Go ahead. You try it now.
Repeated a third. No, that wasn't the problem. I fixed it.
All right, you ready? Do you mind doing it again? I hate to do that to you.
All right, but I'm lowering the number to make it even sadder. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this all stays in, just so you know. My friend Chris is here, and I don't know if he thinks, geez, did they edit through the whole show like this? So, okay, I'll do it. I promise I'll edit this out. To potato salad. I would never make you look like a fool, especially since you're changing the joke. Okay. I'm not a fucking monster. So you should send my Aunt Ruth card. She'd love it.
Yeah. Todd, I have a quick question.
What?
What if every single one of your podcast listeners actually does send her a happy birthday card?
Oh, she would love it.
Yeah, but then she has to sit there and open all 12 of them.
It's playing, I swear.
I don't hear it. Can you find it?
Is this what the podcast is? We just do this joke over and over? What if I hadn't said that joke?
I really want to find this. I really want to find this so bad that I'm going to do it. Can we get it? Because I love this music is so...
I don't get it. I don't know what I did. Yeah, I can't play something
else. Do you have... Play something else to see if we have indeed sound with other things.
We indeed do not.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Let's take a deep breath. That felt good. Listen, guys, I'll definitely edit this out. I want to let Sarah start because me and, you know, so because do you mind giving her that joke? Can she do it? Is that cool? Please.
I give her a lot of jokes, so that's I don't mind giving her one more. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll just do. Do you mind?
Right. No, I don't mind.
Okay. So I'll just set you up. It'll seem real. It'll seem real. Okay. So anyway, Sarah, not Sarah, but anybody, make sure you send my Aunt Ruth cards.
I actually have a question about that.
Like, what?
What if all of your listeners send in a card to her?
Oh, she would love that.
But then she has to sit there and open like all 12 of them.
What did she think of it? Oh God!
Oh my God!
Oh wow!
Oh my God, Sarah Schaefer's here.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you. Oh God, thank you so much.
Remember when Sarah said you'll open all 12 of them? We love Sarah. We love Sarah. We love Sarah. We
love Sarah.
We love Sarah. We love Sarah. Hey, by the way, how about this music?
Love this music.
Hum diddle 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 hum diddle I. Hum diddle 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 hum diddle I. You know the song?
Yeah.
Oop ba 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 oop ba ba. Wait, pause it. Everybody told me that you guys rehearsed this. Now, do you promise you all know it? Honestly, tell me now. I'd rather you tell me because
we were working on it in the car on the way over.
Chris,
Todd, I don't want to oversell the fact that we know this car or this song, but I don't want to oversell the fact that we know this song, but this is our song. This is like our couple
all right because
song.
I don't want to. This is going to be the new opening to the show. So if you guys, you know, yeah, and Aristotle, you got it, Keith. Did you learn it on the trumpet, Gabe? Let me hear a little bit on the trumpet. Well, you'll just play along.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a very solid yes I got from you. So I feel Aristotle, Chris.
Yeah, I was actually watching Mary Poppins on my phone on the way over here.
That's good, Chris. Is that why you swerve all over the road?
Yeah.
By the way, a good way to stop texting and driving is picture if you were in the car and somebody was reading a book while they were driving and they went, I read three words at a time. Relax. Is that you made, it's the same thing. It's the you got to get that through your head. You go, well, it's not as crazy. Yes, it is. You just, you know, and I tell myself that. I'm going to be incredible. To George Carlin, I'm 80% out of texting and driving. But I'm not 100%. And I tell myself, just say you drink and drive. Until you quit texting and driving, just say, at least say to yourself, when people are talking about drinking and driving, go, I drink and drive. At least to yourself. Not to other people, because then you have to explain you don't really. But to yourself, go, yeah, I drink and drive. Until you stop texting. How about that? I can't be any nicer than that. Because what I'm saying is, if you can't stop instantly, well, of course you should, just at least you owe it to, just to say, I drink and drive. Because nobody gets a knock on the door and goes, yeah, you're person you love got killed by a texter, and they never go. At least it's not one of those despicable drunk drivers. I'm telling you, it's a lot worse if somebody you know gets love. Drunk drivers just sloppy and lazy and fucking bullshit. Texting is wrong, but it's not as gross. No.
No.
It's the fucking same guy. All we care about is that when you take your eyes off the road or you're impaired, whether it's through texting or reading a map book in the fucking 1800s or whatever it is. So I remember doing a ride along with my friend that was a cop, and he one time, I didn't know him that well in the beginning, and he asked me to open up the map book and tell him where we were going. He goes, take out the map book, just tell me when we get to Crescent View or something like that. Because back in the day, they had to do it that way. Yeah. This is like, when I say back in the day, 93. They didn't even have computers in the car yet. But I go, oh, John, I don't know a map at all. Like, I had to be like, not at all. I'm not bad at it. I don't know how. I couldn't.
Maps are stressful. I remember being stressed out by maps.
Taking road trips?
Yeah.
When you started doing, and we're going to get to this song, everybody, so don't get nervous. Can you click the air down a little bit? Well, it's behind that red curtain over there. And there's some other stuff behind there. It's not mine. Bring it down to 66.
Todd, can I say something about texting and driving?
And a one, and a two, and a one.
All right, no.
Three,
not now. Did you click it down? Thank you. And I'm going to turn my fan on. So, Sarah, when you started doing stand up on the road, like, did you have a cell? What's wrong? What did I do wrong?
I'm laughing. I wanted to say something about texting and driving. Your rant was perfect. You're absolutely right.
Oh, thank you.
100%.
Notice I chip her up a little?
You're 100% right. But they are trying to change the language and changing it from texting and driving to just don't look at your phone at all. Don't look at Google Maps. Don't look at Facebook. Don't look at Instagram. Because you say don't text and drive. I'm like, all right, well, I can just read all these status updates.
Right, so, yeah.
You got it. Can you redo it with all of that? I just don't want any of your listeners. I don't want any 12 of your listeners to die.
Thank you. Is it really? Was that worth losing your job? I stole that right from Rickles. He goes, what's
he
that?
He doesn't know.
What's
he
a
know.
Beethoven? But, you know, bump, 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 bump. Do that. Do any. Bump, 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 bump. Right. So he goes over to the piano player. He goes, what are you doing over here? What are you, Beethoven? And he goes, that was funny. You just think of it. And the guy goes, yeah. He goes, hey, was it worth losing the job? What job? Was it worth losing the job? All right, so on the road. See, I'm a good fucking interviewer. Yeah. People are so jealous. They're so fucking mad, I heard. I don't know. I don't care. No, the word out on the street is they go, what the fuck? Now Todd Glass just, he remembers where he's at in his interviews and he asks good questions and does silly jingles. They're so mad. There's a recording which we're going to play later in the later. Plater. Plater is before and after. Plater.
Yeah. Every great interview says Plater.
Thank you. I guess. I don't know. So when you traveled... Shit, my scene partner's here from my acting class. There's somebody walking by the window. It's not even mean to them. They're doing nothing wrong, but it wouldn't be my scene partner. Because I wouldn't be in an acting class. So when you went on the road...
Yeah.
What did you... did you have your phone already?
Yeah, because I didn't go on the road until later in my career.
Can you imagine... And by the way, I did it. And that's why... For every...
I remember the step between map and then the phase of printing out directions from like Yahoo. What was like GeoCities?
No,
MapQuest. Yes, MapQuest. And then having the GPS on your phone, but it was no voice. So you had to look at your phone.
I hate that.
And now it's all.
God, you're right. I forgot about the. You forget about those in between things. Mm-hmm. Like you forget about when. This is another one of those things where, you know, one of those in-between things, which you probably thought was great when you could print out cool directions like that.
Oh,
that was like, wow. But period where this is where I stole. Oh, yeah. When people had answering machine messages. Now, by the time I moved out of my parents' house, I remember this was when voicemail. And voicemail was a big deal because you had an answering machine message. Answering machine, even if you could fast forward it. Basically, you couldn't. If you had a message in the most answering machines, you had to wait till it was over. At least now you called into your phone. If you heard a message that was long or people would leave long messages back then, you could save it. And just save, press save. You four in a row. Save. Yeah. And then you get to the one you're looking for. So voicemail was a big deal. But fucking then, cell phones, then that was like, that's why when people go, oh, cell phones, you know what? It's everything that's bad about them, you can control.
Yeah.
Everything that's bad about it, you can turn them off during dinner. And there's so much great about them. I get what people say, but there's so much great about cell phones. They can let you utilize being in the car. I think they free up time. Now, I know because people that are employed now feel like they can always be gotten in touch with on their cell phones. So maybe for those people, it's a different thing. They're always gettable.
Yeah.
But for me, as a comedian or somebody that doesn't have that, that's why I'm saying it's not true for everyone. I don't want to be one of those people. I'm very opinionated, but what I don't want to cross the line is understanding different people have different lives. Like people go, "What? This is my go-to. I don't want to golf." But if somebody said, "Why do people want to golf? Everyone, what are people golfing for?" Because they fucking want to. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Don't be one of those people who can't believe anything could be different than you like it. You know. But you think, "Well, Todd's like that." No, I'm not. So when you, I defend it. Do you want to hear? I guess I could. See if you guys can follow me. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. It's pretty good. And everybody join in when it's time. One and a two and a one and a two. Are you shitting me?
Sarah Schaefer. Sarah Schaefer.
Put some reverb in here. It's okay. Sarah Schaefer. It's okay. Sarah Schaefer. Sarah Schaefer. Take it home.
Sarah Schaefer.
Take it home. Wow.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Live trumpet.
I can't wait till we get to my theme song.
Boo.
Oh.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Be honest, and don't, if you want me to edit this out, I will. Because when you play that trumpet like a lot. Thank you. Would that help? I'm going to ask, but you're in a relationship, so maybe I shouldn't ask this question.
Not for long. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I didn't know who to thank. It was you.
No, that was the trumpet player.
Was that you? Seriously?
See?
Wow.
No, that was me.
That's why you were fooling around on the road, Sarah. Is that true?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
You don't just want getting a head start.
Let's introduce you now. It's different for different people, different things. A lot of pressure. You know why? Because Joe, by the way, Joe, I love you. You're the best. Joe was on the road, so he did this from his iPad. Here we go. Give him a little drums. Why not, right? The way you do a fucking show. I guess the other shows are getting mad or something. No, I guess because something happened.
I love that. Honestly, when I made that joke earlier about I can't wait for my theme song, I thought you didn't have a song for me.
Would we?
I'm going to be honest. I don't listen to the podcast, so I don't know.
Can I be honest with you? I do. We both should be embarrassed. Go ahead.
I'm playing it.
Sure, we made you one. We made you two.
I love that.
We made you two. Is this? Go ahead.
No, I have it up on all of my channels.
Oh, so it's not.
Like, that's not helping. That's not helping.
Listen, we made you two. Now he's on the Todd Glass Show, yeah. It's the same one.
Scott. No, it's different. I like it. It started.
Oh, they're dumb. Well, hey, guys, they're stupid. We'll play them.
Oh,
we'll play Sarah's again, too. I bet she'll forget. Are her headphones off?
Take it away.
Yeah,
Scott Moran.
I really
he's
like.
He's a fun guy. Scott Moran. Modern comedian.
That's my web series.
Scott Moran.
That's my web series.
Sarah, I wrote you two.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah, we did you a new one, too.
Oh, wow.
Play Sarah's. This is a different one.
Sarah Schaefer.
Sarah Schaefer. Give me a little trumpet.
And Scott Moran.
Don't try to. That's very ignorant. All right. Let's do a show. Hey. No. Now, you're professional because you've done a lot of podcasts before.
Yeah.
I got to go over and fiddle with that air conditioner. Are you sure you're comfortable to run the podcast while I'm going? You're not going to get nervous or anything, are you? Can you and Scott like do it just like you're
okay,
like...
Okay, I guess.
We've never really... But, all right.
Let's do the bit this way and keep everything in. You're so positive you'll be great, but then you end up being horrible. Hey, can you guys take over? Because I just got to go click
over.
Yeah.
It's just a few feet
away. No, I mean, it's harder than you think.
It's just right over...
No, I've done this. I know what to do.
Are you sure? Because I got number one from the Podcasters Association of America, so I can't be filling.
I won't let you down. There's
you seem
no
pretty
way.
Confident.
Yeah,
okay,
but that's,
cool.
You know.
Okay, I'm just going to go click the air conditioner down, okay?
Okay,
it's
yeah,
in the other
ahead.
Room, so.
Todd, we got this. It's the other room. I can see the other room from here. It's very close.
And
will
you guys, when
long,
I come back, because you know I'm going away in 2 weeks. I have to go away for something.
Is this really, like an audition?
You mentioned
yes,
that.
For an audition, but it's in Florida.
No, I mean, am I auditioning to take over your podcast?
Well, yes.
Right now?
For the 2 weeks.
Oh,
you don't seem nervous at all. Oh, you really?
Oh, I got this. Is
you've
in the
done
bag.
This before? Okay,
dude.
Now,
Todd,
guys, hold on. I'm going to ask
podcast.
Everybody in the
how
room.
How hard could it be?
Guys, when I come back, I am going to ask everybody in the room how you did. So,
okay.
Why would we be?
You know what?
About that?
I'm going to also go to the bathroom too because I feel like since you guys are so positive that I feel comfortable.
You should take a break. You deserve a break.
Okay.
We
thank
got
you.
This.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Convince me. I'm nervous.
You have to
shit.
Ask
maybe
for help
just...
sometimes.
God, we're so good at doing things together. I mean, we're in show business together.
Right.
We live together.
I mean, we're a
so
duo.
Good, like, we do
we're
stuff
duo.
Together. And we nail
okay,
it.
Okay,
we
okay.
Crush
you convince
it.
Me. I'll be right back.
It every time. We crush it every time.
What?
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
No, you go.
I think your name is bigger on the chalkboard.
This is what you always fucking do.
No, it's not.
You want me to come to do some weird podcast with your friend?
How many beers have you had?
One.
What?
It's great. It's great. It's so good. Seriously, you're bullshit. I've had enough of it.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm so fucking sick of your shit. No, you shut the fuck up.
Enough of that.
We're having a conversation right now.
We're doing a fucking podcast, and you're here counting down from three.
Remember what Winnie told us.
Todd, it's a bit.
Fun.
It's a bit. Trust us.
It's fun. It's fine.
Todd, it's a bit.
You shut up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, were you guys? Did you feel good?
Yes, it was so good.
Dude.
Well, maybe I'll use you guys when I go on the road. How did they do? And Chris, I want you to swear to God, how did they do? Was it good?
Yes, they were... almost like comparable, if not better, than you at having a podcast.
Okay, all right, good.
Yeah. I'm being totally honest,
Chris. Now you're a friend hanging out today. Don't lie to me. I need you to look at me. Did they do a really, really good job? Did it seem effortless? Oh, really? And that, and my friend, I got to tell you, he's a podcast
fan. And you listen to WTF, right?
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're like a couple of young Howard Sterns, Todd.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Aristotle, what are you going to say?
Right now, you're a guest on the Scott Moran and Sarah Schaefer show.
It's actually the Sarah Schaefer and Scott Moran show, but whatever. It's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
we haven't
right.
finished
even
the
with your name on
yet,
the wall. That's how good they are. What
is... So
and
I got it. This is my favorite thing.
Sure, this is our new favorite thing.
This is my favorite.
The
thing.
The Podcast Association actually just called.
This is my serious?
Aristotle's here tonight. That's why everything sounds alright.
He's the sound guy.
Aristotle's here tonight.
He's the motherfucking sound guy.
Now, what were you saying, Sarah?
Oh, well, while you were gone, the Podcast Association called.
Did they really?
And they said,
oh, they're on the phone?
Yeah.
Are they honestly on the phone?
They're on the phone.
Okay, let me take their call. Hello, go ahead. You're on. Oh, let me get on my phone. Hold on.
Jeez, you got a lot of phones. This is a nice podcast.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Is this
Todd Glass Show?
Yeah.
Is this the podcast?
Yes.
Why would I know? Do I just wait by the phone for them to call?
Who's the podcast?
I thought you were from the podcast.
Only they have the number.
Hello. Let's do it again. Let's ring it again. Because I want this to be really professional. We'll edit all this out.
All right.
I want this to be so professional.
And 1, 2, 3.
There's no way that helps anything. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling, please?
This is Marie from the Podcast Association.
Oh, my God! Shut the fuck up! Oh, my God, I bet I won again! Oh, my God! Shut the fuck up! I can't fucking win! I'm freaking the fuck out! I'm freaking... I'm freaking the fuck out! Oh, my God! I'm freaking the fuck out! Oh, my God, I can't... God damn it! Fucking sucking shit and fuck!
Guys, excuse me?
Hello. Yes, did I get vote? Did I win again?
Well, we were actually just listening, and was that Scott Moron and the Sarah Schaefer?
Yes, they were filling in for me. Oh my God, don't judge them.
We were going to say that they win now. They won the award now. They are now number one. Their podcast is now number one. We just wanted to let you know. Okay?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, they're number one now. We just wanted to let you know.
Can I tell you the problem? Somewhere in that bit, I started to really believe that it got taken away. I was like so... like my fresh air had hit me at a certain time where I'm like, no, I don't want it taken away. I don't want to... I worked hard for it. What's this?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
There you go. I put that in the room. You know why I put it in the room? To remind fucking people to sit up. Nah, sometimes they come in, they dilly-dally. They don't know my numbers. When you play that, it's like, yes, hello.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
There you go. All right, let's take a deep breath because I notice my shows go better when I refocus. When I refocus and I start and I put this over there because there's so many things I wanted to get to Theater St. Catherine. I'll do it all in the opening. We'll talk about when I sit in my room with my phone, that thing that I do once a week, my neighbors. If they hear me, they must think I have a mental problem. So here's what I'd like to do. Take a deep breath. No, but not to George Carr, not to take a break, just to take a deep breath. All right, so everything's good. There's so much here. There's so much to do. There's so much. But what I'd like to do, this is fun. I think you'll have fun doing this. This is a woman that all she does is say, I want. But she's really on a, and you've never heard, the listeners know, but some people don't. So that's why I'm telling you. that she, it's just a video of her saying online, she, I want this, I want this cheese, oh, things she likes. I want a velvet piece of cheesecake with caramel icing. They're just, and by the way, she's right on a lot of the shit that she wants. But we play it like she's at a restaurant. Now, I don't know if we have restaurant ambient noise, because I might not have told you where it was. Look at Chris Burden looking at the sound effects like a monkey, scaring me. He's literally... It's just like literally where I'm like, he looks so like he's confused. Like he's like, I know, you press the button three times and nothing happens. So now he's like picking bugs out of his head, fiddling with the board. What are you looking at, Chris? No, oh, shit. Don't play along and get me more nervous. So do we have any background? Oh, we could do the ambient noise in the room, but then we can't really enjoy the bit because we're working technically. No, there's no music being played. That's ridiculous.
I want.
Okay.
For
do we have any background? I'll do
not
the background.
To share.
You don't need it. It's a just quiet sick. Restaurant. You're yeah. the only customer yeah. there, and it's late at night. So, and you're just trying to be nice to her. And by the way, you need the money. You cannot get fired from this job. Mm. So whatever she says, you try to, if you have it, you say you're going to get it. If she's talking too fast, treat her like a human being. How would you deal with this psychopath that, and by the way, she's not in real life. She heard this, and I saw her comment on it to George Carlin. I heard her, someone sent me what she said, and she got the joke that it had nothing to do with her. We're just utilizing her in a funny bit. So she loved it. So, and I love her, and maybe we're going to start seeing each other. We can have fun. I'm allowed to have fun. So here we go. So it's your, and we don't, and what's great about bits on this show, you don't got to get into them. When we play that, you're going to act like you're at a restaurant, and we fucking start this shit. I'm not nervous. All right, here we go. Welcome to whatever, you know. Hey, here's your seat. You walk over.
You couldn't think of one restaurant?
No. Oh, look at you. Okay, bring that down a little. Let's do it right. Bring it down a little. Okay, walk over and you say hi to her and then we'll start her talking.
Hi, welcome. Can I get you started with something?
I want, for myself, not to share, a whole sack of Krispy Kreme donuts, the traditional ones that have been covered with glazed sugar.
Okay, we don't...
I can't get them here. You have to go to Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
I want braised oxtail with dirty rice and beans.
Oh, okay, well...
I want tandoori chicken. Lemon chicken.
Oh, we don't have that either. I'm so
chicken
sorry.
Chicken scallopini. Veal scallopini.
Can I interest you in something on our menu? But the menu is right there.
Oh. A 3-minute, 32-second poached egg on toasted English muffin.
Oh,
I want a princess tart. Why can't
I
you
don't
find
know what that
princess
is.
Tarts anymore? I want a princess tart.
I guess we stopped here. I've only been here 6 months.
Of
I'm sorry.
A sad birthday cake that's been covered with purple icing flowers.
Purple. We don't have a pastry chef per se, but I could probably
prosciutto and cheese stuffed tortellinis.
Oh my God.
In a light sauce with a side of real Caesar salad.
Real Caesar salad. What makes a real Caesar salad? Because ours is it has.
Hi Sarah, how's everything going here? Mrs. Biederman, my go-to name. It's good to see you back in the restaurant. One of our best customers. Is Sarah taking care of you?
Yes, she's doing. We're just all figuring right. out what she wants.
All right, well, there you go. Nice to see.
Thank you.
Be extra nice to her. Get her whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
I want spaghetti pie.
Oh God.
I want potato wedges and a Tacky Jack hamburger that's just still slightly
Tacky
pink.
Jack.
Slightly.
I don't. Okay, slightly. Oh my.
Sarah, be nice to her.
I am. I ma'am.
Want real tacos.
Real tacos.
Real Mexican tacos.
Well, this is
there's a difference.
This is
real
a gastropub.
soft shell, soft.
We don't have
soft
authentic
corn
Mexican
tortilla with beef and onion.
We have
and fresh squeezed lime.
Can I interest
juice.
You in a quinoa burger? We
I
have
want
that.
A Costco hot dog.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Scott just ate a Costco hot dog.
I ate a Costco
yesterday.
Hot dog this week.
Sarah Schaefer, you did a great job.
That was really stressful.
Can I tell you? It is.
I've never heard that before. It's so funny.
And by the way, Chris Burden, I don't want to forget when I get home. I'll have podcast hangover. It's good to have you back. Every time you come back, we never really talk to you. What are you doing? What are you working on? Tonight, that's going to be a segment. Later in the show, we're going to find out. Because I think you just get in here and we literally go right back to what we were doing a year and a half ago when he left. So we don't, and I'm thinking, yeah, maybe people are curious. So later in the show, we're going to do a segment called "What the Fuck is Chris Up To?" So, Sarah, so anyway, you get nervous during that bit because, like, it's just even in the bit, like, you're trying, how do you think, like, what do you say? And she's, it's just,
and she keeps saying real, like, real tacos, real, there was another one. Real Caesar salad.
I know. I have a feeling she knows what she's talking about.
She does, though, because there is a difference between a Caesar salad that and a real one where they really
But in the bit, it works great. Like, she's crazy, you know?
I want
real Mexican
for
tacos.
Myself.
How about an end of a piece of birthday cake? Yeah, you're damn right that's what you fucking want. And by the way, I have a new favorite thing. Not my new favorite thing, but like if you get double stuffed vanilla Oreos, anything else is too much flavor. Double stuffed vanilla, just for what
vanilla
I'm about to do.
Vanilla as in plain, like the plain. Bridge.
Yeah,
okay.
the cookie is vanilla, and so is the cream in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah, they're they make them. Or you can get chocolate and vanilla. That's like, I forget what they call that, but illegal in the 60s. hello, is everybody home? That's right. That's my great joke, everybody. In the 60s. Ah. Just the ladies.
I love cheese.
No, remember the song, the Mary Poppins song.
I love cheese.
Hum did a little little hum did a lie. Hum did a little little hum did a lie. Hum did hum ba ba. Hum ba 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 ba. Come on, Chris, not now. So sick and fucking tired of Chris Hardwick and you for fucking doing that behind my back, playing a song out of nowhere. Fucking bullshit. Oh, is that the end of the show?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
I didn't know it was over. By the way, I wish I had the listener. Someone tweeted that at me. And maybe, can I tell you something? I'm going to have a New Year's resolution because I need to start. If I email someone back, I thank them. They send the song in. But we don't tend to mention it on the show always because it just – sometimes he can get in the way or we forget, to be honest. Why am I lying? Anyway, we forget. That's our goal always. Yeah, when we do something that somebody sends in, give that – so somebody tweeted at me, I'm pretty sure of this, and they go, hey, you should get that little thing from the Nerdist because it's great also if a joke doesn't work. Like if I have a joke and it goes out of nowhere. So I stepped on the – so the puppy ended up being 50 feet tall. Hey, I thought that was better.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Seems like I'm trying. I don't know if we have to wrap up a show necessarily. So anyway, so there's that. That person sent it to me. Now back to I was talking to you about. Are you good? Do you feel good?
Yeah,
feel you
great.
Feel cradled. You feel both. You feel loved.
Yeah,
I mean, Scott, no bits.
Okay, no more bits.
No, well,
no more
not,
bits
no,
for me.
No. Just doing
from
this.
Me or from anybody? Or
from
are we
anybody.
Just going to straight talk?
From anybody. No, I want bits. Just for that, I needed to you to be the real nice Scott. You know?
Well, he's Scott, not here tonight, so fuck
can
you.
Can I ask you, is this too much? And by the way, you know the safe thing on the show. If you ever don't feel like doing anything, you just say, you know, you don't...
Oh, I listen to this podcast all the time. I already know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Well, just say it again so the listeners know.
I was going to say that I think that... The I want lady. I want you to be honest if you're not feeling it. But I loved watching that bit so much.
I'll do it. Yeah. You were gonna ask, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I give you a direction?
Sure.
It's arguing. As far as what Scott just said, it's like it's argue McGillicuddy. Like Scott, when he says that, I want to go. Oh, it's argue McGillicuddy's here.
Oh, so you want me to argue with her?
No, I was saying your demeanor has been
a little bit argumentative.
A little bit argumentative.
Yeah. No, it hasn't.
Yes.
No, it fucking.
No, do you hear yourself right now? I know that's a hard corner to get into because if someone says you're argumentative,
I know.
What do you have to agree to get out of it?
Todd, I know that sometimes I can be argumentative. We've been hanging out a little bit more as friends, just and there was a day when I was very argumentative.
I hear you.
But I swear to God, right now I'm not being argumentative. And Sarah, shut your fucking mouth because I'm not being argumentative. I know you're gonna.
What did you just say?
He just said, Sarah, could you please be quiet?
No, no, no. What did you... The scratch sound is because it hears something egregious. We don't play that.
Oh.
Okay, I play it, but I don't... It's still... All right. Well, I think what I'm trying to say is you don't talk to her that way. Just say...
Thank you.
All right, you talk the way you want. I'm tired of butting into people's business. I love that scratch effect. I don't love it so much, but Chris Hardwick makes me play it. Goddamn! Really?
Now leaving.
Oh, come on, I do a good show. I don't think it's... Wow. Just kidding. Oh, that was a joke. By the way, I'm having the best time. And guess what they told me in San Antonio? If you're having a good time, we are too.
Yes.
Don't start feeling because you forgot about the order or the show or you got lost that we're not – and that's so important to be needed to be said. So anyway,
yes.
Back to you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe you're a little – I don't know. I want to give him – you give him a direction. And it doesn't have to be hard.
Yeah, because I don't want to do the same thing she did.
I want
mine to be, like, funnier.
Now, why would you have a competition?
It will be naturally because you're a man.
I'm just going along with
– Well, now that wasn't nice either. If I was a therapist, I'd have that, so people would know. Like, well, my mother's always complaining like a nag. All right, a whore. Not like a mother. Like, I'm just, okay, where's the, I'll pay the bill.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Really? See what you just happened? That happened?
I have a direction for Scott.
Okay, go ahead. And everyone's having fun.
Full on agreeing. Like, yes.
Okay.
You're not even writing it down. You're one of those waiters that remembers the order.
Yep. And we can, by the way.
Gotcha.
We're going to hear that right after a station identification. We'll be back.
When you download the show.
When you download the show.
Put your headphones on. And don't.
That's what I tell people, slow down.
At the start of the show, there's a message to you in the sweet silver sound of a lark.
Walk on through the wind. Pitchy on the trumpet, but we did a great job.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, did you hear it? And I'm not trying to be picky. It's a little, he's a little out of tune, but it's okay. He tries his hardest.
Wow.
So what's your direction? See, I do a fucking professional show. Right now there's someone so mad.
Oh, I want him just to totally say yes. Like.
Oh, you have to agree with it?
Yeah, like, what's yes, I'm going to get you all of that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to even write it down.
I'm the waiter who is just fucking right on. Yes.
And I'm not worried about how you're going to get it for her. I'm not worried about it. You just, you know, I'm not worried.
I'm going to nail it. Okay. I'm going to fucking nail it.
Okay, you ready? Do you want anything
else? You can't
be
an argumentative son of a bitch and then not deliver.
Do you want us to play let's play this for him, just to get him in the good mood.
That's a great idea.
Here we go. I know what people want.
I'm already singing it, Scott. I'm a modern comedian.
Scott Moran.
Oh, yeah.
Modern comedian. Scott Moran. Scott Moran. Scott Moran.
Enough of this shit.
Yeah, that song.
So go ahead, play the and you, by the way, good for you, Chris, for finding the restaurant ambient music. Good job. And I'm not being facetious. I do. I think that's, you know, I don't take that for granted. What the fuck? Your dad, he's
you
on the
never
phone.
Take
your dad's on
ambient
the phone.
Restaurant sounds for granted.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what
somebody said. I didn't really commit to that bit.
Seems like a
your dad's on the phone.
Quote I've heard.
Hey, how you? I'm vomiting.
That's your dad. Okay, you went.
Hi, welcome to Dumbledore Restaurant. Is Dumbledore a name already? God, I already
no, it's whatever
up.
You want it to be. You didn't fuck it up,
hi,
Scott.
Welcome to the new restaurant here in town. It's called. it's. Called, I don't know why it's called. Look,
name.
Look, it's a great restaurant. I don't know why it's called Jangle Jingle, but that's what it's called.
Introduce yourself. What's your first and last name?
My name is Scott Moran. I will be serving you tonight. Go ahead and let me know what you'd like.
I want for myself. Not to share, a whole sack of Krispy Kreme donuts, the traditional ones that have been covered with glazed sugar.
Yes, okay, that's great. Our sugar tonight?
You can't get them.
Very purified.
You have to come to Toronto.
We have a person already on the way back with those. So.
Raised
from Toronto. You're in for a treat.
Rice and beans.
Rice and beans, we got those.
I want
those.
Tandoori chicken, lemon chicken.
Okay, lemon chicken.
Chicken scallopini, veal scallopini.
Okay. Chicken scallopini sounds great. That's one of my favorites, so I'll be right back with that.
I want
a
3-minute, 32-second poached egg on toasted English muffin.
You're not going to believe this,
I want a
but
princess
that's exactly
tart.
How long we poach our
Why can't you find princess tarts anymore?
Well, you can't
tart.
Find them just out in the streets,
I
but
want
you can
the
find them here at this restaurant,
of
so
a slab
I'll get those
birthday
for
you. Cake that's been covered with purple icing flowers.
That's all we have. I love the purple icing flowers. You know what? That's...
I want
one of our strongest Yelp reviews is about
and
the purple
cheese
icing flowers.
Stuffed
so.
Tortellinis
the stuffed
in a
tortellini.
Light sauce.
Seems like you're ordering a lot, but
a
I'm not going to judge
of
you.
Real
it's going to be fine.
Caesar salad.
Real
Caesar salad that's been made with a bacon.
You don't have to say real anymore, lady. We only serve real stuff. So you're not going to believe
I want spaghetti
salad.
Pie.
Great
I want
choice.
Potato wedges and
choice.
Tacky Jack hamburger.
Did you know our potato wedges are fresh tonight? So, what a great idea.
Pause it. I feel bad. Like, I don't want to tire you out, but yet I'm totally, I will still enjoy it. Can I tire you out a little more?
Yeah,
okay. And be nicer to her. When she says something that she wants, go, of course, no problem. On done. Like, really. Yeah. By the way, like, if I was, by the way.
Ask her if she wants how she wants things cooked.
Yeah.
Would you like, how do you like
that cooked?
You know what?
I have every right to start it over. But I won't. By the way. To George Carlin, I'm being honest, and this is when I need you to be like, it's just being silly. You're doing a great job. It's just I love to throw more. Okay, I think you got it. I can tell by your smile. Okay, so go ahead. And what was your – he should ask people how they want it cooked, right? How's he
real waiter. How would a real waiter?
Yeah, you got to get all that. And by the way, don't miss anything. I want to hear you repeat it. That's how I know you heard it. And that's how, if you get into a situation where you feel you got, you know, you have to do your best to get out of it, we're not going to judge you, but you're trying to get, you know.
Okay. I can follow that. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Listeners are really going to like this.
Okay. No. Okay. What do you have planned? Do you have something?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
I'm going to do what you said.
Okay, great. And if, by the way, whatever you do is going to be great.
Yeah.
No, it is. You're great.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Yeah, you're be totally not, right. I'm not, this
Sarah,
is not
you
a,
should
this,
say that too.
She does say nice things about you.
We've been working on your self-confidence and how it needs to come from within you.
That's true.
It does. From me.
Because you know what? I will hear her say nice things about you. By the way, you're not – you remind me of – and by the way, every couple has their shit. We get it. But, especially us. But, well, you don't need to add that part. But, you know, you're not – there's a new generation of people that – but you know what? Maybe it's not a new generation, but – maybe
I like that
maybe
the restaurant we're still in the restaurant.
Yeah, well, because we're talking at another table. Maybe it's who I hang out with, but you confused it with generational. But the old, you know, when they were always so worried about gay marriage because it would ruin the sanctity of marriage. I've talked about this in the show before. But the joke about the ball and the chain didn't just was the grossest part that every husband, the old ball and chain. If they were so worried about the sanctity of marriage, you think they'd do a PR campaign to stop acting like marriage is hell. Straight people did a great job at fucking, you know, doing what they were so worried the gay people would do. They fucked traditional marriage right up its ass.
Todd, I love what you're saying.
They fucked it till it's bled.
Todd, 50%. I love what you're saying, but I gotta go finish this lady's order. I think she's
I swear to God, I think she still wants more food, and I got to get back to her. So just hold on to your thought. Okay. Ma'am, I'm sorry. My friend was just over there. He just had something to say. It was a little annoying, but I'm back here to hear what
you
need to...
How dare you?
What would you like anything else?
I want real tacos.
Okay, real tacos are perfect.
Real Mexican tacos.
Yep.
There's a difference. Real Mexican tacos.
Don't act like I don't know the
fucking
difference.
Soft shell, soft corn tortilla.
Soft corn tortilla. Okay.
Beef and
onion. We also have the flour tortillas, but you definitely want the corn tortillas and fresh squeezed lime juice, not just. Okay.
I want a Costco hot dog.
A Costco hot dog? Okay, those are $1.50, so that you should maybe even think about getting more than one of them?
A caramel sundae.
Caramel sundae? Oh, my God. Do you want me to bring that out at the end or just in the middle of the rest of the soup?
So much caramel that when you
do you want extra caramel?
That it starts to tip over the sides of the container.
Get mean to her. Start getting mean. Not
okay,
not
you know what?
With crunchy.
Be honest. You're sick of her shit.
I'll give you extra caramel. That's fine.
I want.
You're sick of her shit.
No problem,
Scott.
That's no problem,
Scott. No one's judging you. This is a character, and he's fed up with her.
I want a mild.
You want
high
more? You want more food? Okay.
Montreal smoked meat sandwich.
Oh yeah, because you haven't had enough fucking food yet. Sure, that's
with
right.
Just a little
matter.
Bit
matter at her.
You know what?
Mustard.
Matter.
Mustard. You want mustard? I'm gonna bring you your fucking mustard and squirt it all over your ugly fucking face, you piece of shit.
All right, now turn her off. I want to tell you something about this woman, but keep the rest. The only reason she's keep the rest of me. The only reason she was eating all that food because she is dying and she wanted to have one last fun meal. So I'm. No, she's fine. She's fine. She's just a regular customer that comes in all the time, but she's fine. I like to end the bits off happy. You know, all my bits end off happy. By the way, I give you an A+. I give you an A+. Now let's do this because it's a real goddamn show. I know how to take things
I'm so glad Aristotle's here.
Yeah. I'm glad he's here, too.
Aristotle's here tonight.
He's the motherfucking sound man.
Everything sounds all
right. That's right, Aristotle. Hey, we love you down here in Cleveland, baby.
Aristotle's here tonight.
Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the phone.
Yo, Aristotle, you're the best. Fuck me.
Now listen, let's calm things down. Oh my God, is she still...
still in the restaurant.
Pause that out. Let's get through some of these Post-its. Someone put this together. Jordan. Jordan put this together with some Rickles. He took some Righteous Brothers and he just dropped in some traditional great.
Mariah,
close your eyes.
They call the wind.
So why do I kid you? Why? Because I don't like you.
The sun was always shining.
This is a good jacket. You come in tomorrow night with cotton candy and you work the carnival. By the way, she'd be with us tonight, my lovely wife Barbara, but unfortunately she swam in our pool today with her jewelry on and drowned.
Out here they've got to name for rain and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, well, there ain't no name for lonely.
I got a reputation of being, like Newsweek said, the merchant of venom, destroys stars. You people in the back, this is not true.
Is that your wife, sir?
Jesus.
Mariah.
I don't care.
Mariah.
Now we're both happily married.
Absolutely.
You went through a couple of warm-ups.
Talking to Johnny.
Mariah.
Our former husband said on the wedding night.
The Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you look, fuckface. We'll be back. All right, we're back. There we go. So what were you going to do before we were talking? Hey, I can just talk too. I'm like the other podcasts. I don't mind if we just shoot the shit. I don't need the bells
I'm cool
and the
with
whistles.
That. I'm really cool.
Are you totally comfortable with that too?
Yeah.
Is there anything I really need to know about you guys? We had fun in...
Chicago.
Yeah. Thank you. By the way, when you know, I got to tell you, she's a little more. No, I don't want to do that bit. What I was going to say, she's a little more relaxed when you're not around, breathing down her neck. but we were at the comedy festival, and I was doing one of those things.
Is that what it was called? The comedy festival?
It was called Comedy Expo.
And I called it Comedy Explosion.
Oh, yeah.
By accident for 3 months. And no one knew what the fuck I was talking about. And then we were doing.
It was abbreviated?
Yeah, like they brought you. I didn't know what it was. Hey, like, by the way, I saw.
The guy who made the poster just couldn't finish putting Plosion.
I'll tell you what it was. What was the name of it for real?
Comedy Expo.
It looks like Explosion to me, the man I read. Like, I don't read. I just look at things and then I guess what it is.
Yeah.
By the amount of words. If I see elephant, it's just, I know what it looks like. I don't know how to read it. That makes a little sense. Not totally, but I get what I'm saying. Why should anybody else need to know? It's not like I'm saying it on a podcast or where other people would need to understand. What I mean is, like, when I see a comic book sign, you know what I see? Comedy club. Mm. I just get enough of the C and the O. Oh, there's a comedy club. Then, yeah. Oh, it's a comic book. Right, that story can be edited out, edited in, and put a little thing next to it. Well, sometimes if you tell us... Listen, I got a show to do. I'm fine. That's right. That's right. In San Antonio, they say I'm fine. If I'm having fun, they're having fun. Listen, we talk about this, we talk about that. Sometimes we want to talk about things that are completely different.
Todd, I don't want to be rude. Just keep talking about this, but I need to go to the bathroom. And Sarah, would you mind coming with me?
Oh, you guys go to the... Okay, that's cool. That'll
we
save us
time. We usually go together.
We're a couple. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess don't laugh at that. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. Thanks.
We'll just do that real quick. I'll just hang up my headphones, walk out of here.
Hey, you know what I want you to do? Aristotle, seriously, turn the bathroom mic on. Because this used to happen a long time ago. Aristotle, you know, before you showed up on this podcast, we would... Well, I don't want to... They might not be doing what I think they're doing. Do we have them?
Yeah, we never took that mic out, so we could... Do you want to tap into it?
Yeah, turn the mic on, and I want to hear what they're doing. Oh my God, they're playing in the toilet. This is disgusting.
I love this toilet. It's like most toilets you can
I'm
actually
get you wet.
Hold on. Turn the mic off. Turn their mic off.
You wet.
Turn their mic off. Turn their mic off. This is making me sick. They're in there playing in the toilet. I mean, they love each other, but I don't. No, I hate to think people leave the show. I think they're having a good time. Okay, I'm going to turn their mic back on, and I feel like if they wanted this edited out later, we'll ask them. So I'm going to let it. I'm just going to turn their mic on as long as they're... But this is... They're literally, you can hear them. They're taking their hands and splashing... All right, just turn their mic back on.
This is a great toilet. This is an awesome toilet. Normally, we can't both fit inside of it.
Oh, my God. They're sitting in the toilet. Awesome. It's even more disgusting.
I'm going to drink some of the water and gurgle it.
Oh, my. Oh, it's so refreshing.
I'm going to spit some on you. Is that cool?
Okay.
Open your mouth.
Okay.
This is making me sick. This is the worst thing that's ever happened on this podcast. They're spitting toilet water back and forth.
Oh, it feels good.
Can they hear me in there?
This is fun.
Can they hear me in there?
No, I don't think so.
This is almost more fun than the podcast.
Wait, what did they...
I'm not gonna lie. I think this is more fun than the podcast.
Well, those seven bitches.
Todd's cool and everything, but it's like...
I just can't
it's
believe...
not like he's as cool as a bowl of water.
I know. He doesn't provide a toilet pool for each guest. What is that?
It's probably normal.
Oh, my God. I bet they're
going to
start fucking
around in the toilet.
They're going to start fucking in there, you know, I bet. You have to take it anyway. I take it. Is that,
you know...
What?
What's that?
I feel like we've always been on the verge of wanting to like do it.
Oh my
in a
God!
Weird
they're
place
playing
oh
ping
my
pong.
God, is this it?
This is it. Let's
okay.
Let's
oh, this is disgusting. Turn the mics off in there. Turn the mics off in there. And I'm being very serious. I can't. I have a responsibility as a good journalist. I can't necessarily. If they're going to start, you think it's funny, Chris?
No.
No, do you think it's funny? Maybe you think...
I mean, Todd, they're a couple. Sometimes like couples.
Hold
do
on. Hold
together.
On. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You think it's funny? Do you think it's funny when you left this show a year and a half ago and you left us high and dry? Well, that wasn't funny either. Aristotle cries himself to sleep every night.
I have Jake now.
Yeah, he has Jake now. And let me tell you something, Mr. Burden. You can't just walk in here with a vegan cookie.
That's That's true. And think everything's going to be okay.
And expect Aristotle, which he did to George Carlin, bring in a vegan cookie for Aristotle. So it was very nice of you. No, let's
I didn't
get back
know
to
he
the
was
bit.
Vegan.
Hold on. I don't mean to be rude. But I'm as a serious journalist, and I know you laughed, but there. I'm going to play. I'm going to turn the mic on. I it's not my right to edit out what's going on in there. Turn their mic on. But I think they're fucking in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is disgusting. She is liking me.
Hey, guys, I'm Hawaiian. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, Jake, Gabe, not in the middle of the show. Gabe, not in the middle of the show. You can't.
In case you didn't know, I'm Mary Poppins.
No, Gabe, we don't. We know that was Mary Poppins, but we don't need you to play the trumpet in the middle of the show, but thank you. But that's very nice. Well, that doesn't even sound like Mary Poppins. Well, that does. Okay. All right, that's good. Okay. But that was... Well, now... Nah, I don't even understand it now. It's unrecognizable to me, Bjorn. It's unrecognizable. It's unrecognizable. It's unrecognizable. It's unrecognizable. No, I don't understand. I don't recognize it. Okay, that part I understand. That part. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, there's where it starts to... Okay, that part I understand. Okay. That was good, everybody, don't you think? Who's back?
Oh, hey, Todd. We're just coming back in here.
That's our
Oh.
That's good. It's perfect. Our neighbor plays the trumpet. Perfect timing.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, that's... Pause it.
One, two, three.
To George Carlin, there was so much chaos going on in back in that bit that I looked at Gabe and I'm like, Chris, and I said, just cut off everything, and then I come out of it with him going, one and a two. But we're professionals, and this is what's killing people.
Hey, Todd, how you doing? It's John Dalpagetta down here in Florida. You're unbelievable. You go off track, you remember exactly where you were. It's fucking crazy. Other shows are shitting in their pants.
All right, so here's we're going to come back, and I don't remember. That's the problem. What were we talking about? We had a bit we were doing.
We were in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. So that's the bit. You're coming back from the bathroom while that happened. The neighbor, the kid on the trumpet, who plays the trumpet, he lives in the loft across the street. He made a reappearance. A lot of requests tonight. We did the toilet bit. We did the I Want bit. By the way, to George Carlin, the toilet bit, someone reminded me of, which is one of my favorite bits I haven't done in a while. What am I doing? Doing the documentary about my show as it goes on? You know, the toilet bit was quite a bit for a while. So anyway, but I do want to come back because this is my favorite part of it. Here we go. Hey, guys. Were you?
Oh, hey, Todd. How's
what were
it going?
You doing
we're
in there?
Back from the bathroom. What do you mean? What were we doing in there?
Oh, he just needed help. His shirt was
okay, guys,
stuck
let me,
in the
let
back,
me, let
and
me
I just
get,
had like, to help him.
All right, let me.
We have a
let me let seriously, and I'm being totally serious. Potato salad, and thank God I have a safe word.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna. I want to keep this a safe zone, but look, the problem is what I'm about to tell you. We do is as wrong as what you did, but let's. I'd rather just confront.
What?
We have a video. We don't have a video. We have a microphone in the bathroom. You guys were playing in the toilet. I'll just cut to the chase.
What?
Yeah,
God, what you recorded that?
Yeah, and you were fucking in there. I have a recording of it.
Todd,
so if you're going to sit there and deny
it. Todd, I know what it sounds like, but that's not what it was. That's not
okay,
at all what it
I
was.
I want you to play.
Sarah was
hold on,
like,
hold on,
is
hold,
my
hold,
eyeshadow
hold, hold,
good?
And hold
I was
on,
like,
hold on.
I think so, but it's pretty dark in here.
Okay, I'm glad you plowed past me for that because I'm going to play it, and that doesn't seem what it is. And we have a recording of it. Yeah. So
okay.
we do have a recording.
You're going to play the recording?
It sounds like, to be honest, it sounds exactly like it. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you're having a good time, but eyeshadow. I'll try to re-listen. Okay, you know what? You're right. What did you say it was?
She was putting on makeup. I was
just sort of
adjusting his
shirt.
It was a little wrinkled in the back.
Well, maybe I'll.
We want to make sure we look good when we're on this podcast.
Maybe I'll re-listen to it, and maybe you're right. Maybe I did.
I think you should play it back. Play it back.
Play it back. Play the.
This is funny. I love splashing this toilet
it's
water
so
in your eyes and on your face.
I know. It's so refreshing.
It looks
and
really
cool. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
I love how big this toilet is. We can both stand
do
inside
do
of it.
Something
no,
right
no, no, not
yeah,
that clip.
We should do-
Pause it. Not that clip. There, play number three. It's the square that's the yellow one, and this is where your sounds like.
I don't know what you're about to play, but
Todd,
whatever it is,
it sounds like you're fucking. It doesn't sound like you're putting on eyeshadow.
No,
I'm so okay,
look at
play
how much
it
eyeshadow she's wearing. Play this it is clearly eyeshadow.
This one. What's this have
oh,
to
be? Yeah,
keep it playing.
Todd,
keep playing it. No,
that's not us fucking.
Wait, what if my mom listens to the show? My mom.
She's misinterpreting something very innocent.
Look at how beautiful her eyeshadow is. Obviously.
I know what people want. People are killing. People are so upset because I have such a professional show.
Todd, can I say one thing? While we were in there, though, and we both agree on this, I don't know what was going on out here while we were in there, and I was helping her put on her makeup. She was helping me strut my shirt. Was somebody in here playing Mary Poppins perfectly? Because that's exactly what it sounded like to me. Like dead on Mary Poppins.
No.
I think it was.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He has a problem. Wait, I'm lost in the bit.
you cued him to play Mary Poppins.
I did not. I cued you to play that.
Then you cued him.
Oh, I did. But he doesn't know. He forgets in 2 minutes. He holds no grudges, Gabe. He's like a golden retriever.
You cued him thinking he wouldn't.
He's like a nice golden retriever who plays the trumpet. He has the temperament of a golden retriever, but the intelligence of a very smart person and the music, the musical ability of a very talented person, temperament of a golden retriever. And you should put that on where you're all, you know, you put it in your phone and you're all running around and you fuck each other. I know what's going on out there. Then Tinder, sure. My mom's on $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna have fun tonight. Gonna get right tonight. My mom's on Tinder. All right, come on. I don't have got time for jokes. I want you guys to be having a lot of fun. Here's what I think we should do. By the way, I'm having... whenever I'm having fun where I let go of knowing and looking around, when I just... And you know what else they say not to worry about? Philadelphia. I remember the person's name. Alex said, when you get lost, don't even worry about that. Now, you might think I have just people coming up to me after shows telling me, don't worry about an unprofessional podcast. There's no, but you know what? I know when they say it with the way that makes it stick. And San Antonio, I'm still talking about it. And you know who the fuck you are. All right, so listen, here's what I'd like to do. I want to get through some of these Post-its. You two, I see, did you bring a flute?
Yeah.
Oh, do you two
Sarah plays the flute. She's great at it.
Because it says here on, because Chris gave me a Post-it here, and it says that Sarah and Scott are going to play It's a Heartache on the flute. Mm. But that's my favorite song, so I don't want, do you guys...
No, I mean, it's going to be good.
Honestly, we had something else planned, but if that's your favorite song, I think we should probably play that.
Yeah,
we're pretty flexible.
Yeah.
We know
like
most songs.
Look at you guys. You're ready to play.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready? One, two, three, and...
Can you join in, Gabe? This is beautiful. Wow, Sarah. Wow. This is beautiful. Put some more reverb in it. Close your eyes, everybody at home. This is part of our spring concert series. some more of these post-its. By the way, guys, that was really beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel like it ended because I went over to bring the lights in the house down. Well, because I thought it was so beautiful, I turned the lights down. And then when you were just wrapping up, I went over and turned the lights back on. And that, how do you guys play the flute? That's the first time you've ever played the flute on the way here?
Well, yeah. I mean, not,
together,
not just on the
right.
way here. But
he plays the finger. I do the mouth actually, work. He does the finger
Sarah,
work.
Sarah.
So we play as a tandem, in tandem.
That's right.
So I'm getting rid of some of these post-its. So we did we do this one here?
Yes.
Let's hear it again. I want to make sure because I never know. Sometimes you try to trick me.
$5 and it's Saturday night.
Boom, boom. I got $5 and a Friday night.
Okay, I can sing. But that's singing, I could sing. Guys, give me a beat on the drums or something. Can you guys? I got $5 on a Friday night. I could do that. I got $5 on a Friday night. I got fried chicken and I'm ready to fight. I got fried chicken Friday night, Saturday morning, Monday. It's the words that are the hard part. The singing's fucking, anybody can fucking sing. It's fucking for idiots. Singing, by the way, what if somebody, that's the part, they go listen to the Todd Glass Show and they just happen to come in right there. Singing's for idiots. But I do say this, the purest form of art, you would, it's pure to me means is uninterrupted by what the feeling is inside. Isn't that how we deem things to be pure? You have a feeling inside, and then you want to get that feeling out through poetry, through songs, through paintings, with uninterrupted. Obviously, you know, uninterrupted means if you're doing a TV show, you might have an executive. If you're painting for a company, they might have guidelines. But really, the true form is what you do, an artist, just from you and your heart, what you want to do and how you get it out to the people. So really, complaining is the truest, purest form of art. It's the but then people are like, well, no one wants to listen to you complain. That's really what you feel inside. You're just complaining. Songs, you have to rhyme. Poems, you have to rhyme. Painting, you have to pick nice colors. You have to make it look cool. Complaining, purest art form. And by the way, I am saying that tongue-in-cheek. Everyone in the room is looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot. Like, is he serious? Well, in a way, but not to, I get why that doesn't make sense. What is this? Did we? No, I want to get through it. Hold on. Okay, so we got that. We got that. We'll do that later. What's Heartache?
Heartache.
Oh, did we play that one?
I think that's a...
What's the other one? What's the one Joe did for the show? Yeah, the show. We did one.
The Todd Glass Show. This is the Todd Glass Show.
That's right. I love my name.
Bells and whistles, jingles. It's a real show. The Todd Glass Show.
We're almost done.
You listen because you love it.
You listen because you love it.
You love it because you listen.
That's true too, asshole.
And you have to listen to
you know the words.
Jake Adams.
Jake Adams.
I'm Jake Adams.
Aristotle, shut up, listen.
Sometimes even JJ.
Fuck you, Gabe. You dumb fuck. Hey, you dumb fuck. Can you play the trumpet without missing a beat while being called a dumb fuck? You're a dumb fuck.
This is the Todd Glass Show.
You're a dumb fuck. Hey, you dumb fuck, don't you fuck up on the trumpet. Hey, you dumb fuck, if you miss a note, I'll come over there and throw a cymbal at your head. That was the whole purpose of Whiplash. That the only way people can learn how to play a musical instrument. I got you, motherfucker. That was more fun than it should have been. But seriously, guess what? We're going to take a break. And we're going to be... Sarah Schaefer is here, everybody, huh? Let's do it up. Scott Moran's here.
Yeah, right.
How about you like our new... we have a new We'll Be Right Back thing.
Oh.
Will the Todd Glass Show...
We'll be right back.
The Todd Glass Show... The commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show will be right back.
Yeah. You know what I love?
Yeah.
You know what I love? Hold on. Let's take a call. Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, Todd, how you doing? I love Sarah Schaefer. She's great. Big Scott Moran fan. Sarah, saw you up in Chicago. You were great. You were great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And Scott, you're great. Modern comedian. I just love seeing it. You see another part of a comedian that you, but you know, you're just laughing. But at the same time, you know, you're getting to see a part of a comedian that you like, another part of them you didn't know so much about there. So that was great too. Hey, listen, is there any way you guys could do a mariachi trumpet thing as you get a bubble machine and a disco ball for them? Because I know Scott and he can play like in.
Of course, we'll do it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can you play ba 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 ba? Go ahead, and then can you?
Wow!
There you go. How about that?
Oh my God!
Keep going.
Can I tweet a picture of that later? Because I do want people to see it.
Make it look good, the shot. Don't get the ceiling in there. Could you do it one more time? I know there's a lot of bubbles. I love it.
He's like choking on soap right now.
No, don't do it anymore.
Going into the end of the trumpet.
Yeah, don't do it anymore. Oh, my God.
He just broke his trumpet.
He's going to have to wash his trumpet.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Oh, there's a bubble on his arm.
Ew, gross. Oh. Gross. There's a bubble in his arm. That was my first country hit.
I don't know why I'm talking into the phone, but I guess I want to utilize it.
Wait, so we're back. Was that truly your first country hit? There's a bubble on his arm?
Yes.
What was the chorus line?
Can you
of it?
Sing it?
Because I feel like I've heard it before.
Todd, I have the instrumental right here.
Well, the problem is I could do it, but hold on. The problem is I would need a guitar player, and he'd have to know the song. But it was like a bump, ba bump, ba bump, ba bump, ba bump, ba bump, ba bump.
I think I do remember it.
Bump. If you guys can play it, I'll sing it.
Oh, that's it. I recognize that. Yeah.
Now, look, the thing is, and I don't want you guys to tease me, I was criticized, and you're going to laugh when you hear what it is. Don't play it yet. But for using too much reverb. But I can't sing, so I had to have a lot of reverb, and I got criticized a lot.
Country singers are doing these.
That's what I thought.
Auto-tune stuff.
Now, Sarah, you know a lot about music. You think I'm right to use the... Because I feel like you're going to laugh at how much reverb it was.
You know, though, but they said that about Kanye when he started, you know, using auto-tune a lot. But it revolutionized hip-hop. So,
yeah,
I say...
Sarah's heard reverb... Reverb songs before, and she never
there's
laughed.
A way to use it, you know? I've never laughed at that. Right. There's a way to use it that's artistic.
Okay. All right, so bump, 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 bump. Are you guys going to try to be my backup band? Bump. But let's hear that guitar like it's lead guitar. Bump, bump, bump. Yeah, you're my band. None of my band showed up tonight. My trumpet and my guitar player in a snowstorm. Hold on, let's set the scene. Shut the reverb off. It's a snowstorm in the middle, and a collar, and no one showed. But my plane crashed, and this has happened, and all my band members get killed. But I still do a show.
So
I don't like this bit. Well, it's ridiculous.
Just play the song, Todd. Quit telling the whole modern comedian version of the song. We don't need to know more
all
about
right,
it.
All right,
just play the song.
Get a plug in.
Boom, 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 boom.
Bubble on his arm. Remember the bubble? It's bubble on his arm.
Comedian. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, but there's a bubble on my arm. Okay, I got it. I'm not trying to stall. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep, I've heard this before. Boom, 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 boom. Hear it again. Bubble on his arm.
Bubble on my arm. No, I feel like a bad improv team. I'm done. I don't feel it. I don't do it. That's the beauty of this show. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good.
Stop.
Shut up.
That was a test.
Stop. We're
that
good.
Was
we're
a
good.
Test to my friend Todd Glass. He refuses to do shitty improv with me.
No. Don't make it bad because I'll get insecure because whenever I tell anyone, I always say one time I tell this story over and over again. I threw something at
Chris.
Now I'm forgetting his name and Brandon Wardell. And when I said, "Hey, you'll do this," and he went, "No, no, 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 no. And I went over and hugged them because I want people to be that comfortable. Like if you're ever doing a bit, you know, when you're, have you ever tried to do improv or do a scene that's improv? Sometimes things are coming to you like crazy, but if nothing is and you got to stay on that fucking stage, it fucking sucks. You're a doctor and you have a thing and you're like,
especially when they're like, you're in a scene and they're like, you're a whore. Play a whore. You're like, I guess I have to say yes and. Okay, I'm a whore.
Say, of course I'm a whore for 20 years, but thank God I've gone through some necessary counseling and now I don't want to. You could always throw me something at improv. I'll see if I can twist it around but still seem like I'm doing it, like in a scene. Maybe give some background ambient restaurant noise. That's our only sound cue. We try to utilize it. We bought the
right stuff. I'm so sorry. We brought you the wrong dish. That's actually the donkey dick. We didn't mean to bring that to you.
Yes, and you know, the last time I was here, that happened.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. Wait, I remember that.
I only helped it. How do you... Well, I thought you had. I thought in this bit you wanted me to do something.
I just started an improv scene. I had like sense memory of come back, and I went back into.
I don't mind donkey dick. It's so delicious.
See, I told you you would like it. Sometimes surprises are the best thing for your palate.
I thought that. Well, you know who would want donkey dick if it was on the menu? Seriously,
yeah, I want for myself.
Donkey dick,
not to share.
Donkey dick. That's what I want. And I don't want to share. Don't isolate that and turn it into one of those funny bloopers. You know, Todd Glass saying, I want donkey dick, and then they isolate it.
We should redo it cleaner so people totally can't isolate it.
It's going to be a gif, a sound gif.
I want donkey pussy. I would. If I was going to, and I'm not just trying to say it to be cool. No, I'm not trying to say it to be cool. I'm telling you the truth. If I was stranded on a desert island, and I know you're going to think I'm just saying this to be cool.
I just feel more comfortable restaurant.
Let me pretend we're at a restaurant. I'm telling you this at a restaurant. It's more of a bit now.
Yeah.
And the I want ladies at the other table, but we can't hear too well. We hear in the background.
We just start the scene like this. Man, can you believe what that lady was ordering? God, anyways.
Wow. So what, if you were on a stranded island...
Be real quiet, though. Listen to the lady at the other table.
Oh, wait.
Just for a second, then I'll tell you about that.
Okay, hold on.
You can hear her.
Don't look. Just
listen. I want. I'm going to go over there, and I don't even believe in violence, but if she says she wants one more time... Do you hear her?
I want.
Yeah, I can hear. It's really faint, but I can hear.
I want for myself, not to share.
Yeah.
A whole
anyway, it doesn't even matter.
It's so picky.
Ice cream
donuts. Ice cream. I wish they had. Oh, all right, listen. So anyway, I don't mean to say this to brag, but and I'm serious, and I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to say it to be cool, because people know since I went on Marc Maron, and now I'm honest about my lifestyle, that you might be saying I'm just doing this to be a tough guy. But if I was stranded on an island, I'd rather have donkey vagina. It's just cleaner, I bet.
You mean sexually or to eat?
Sexually.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you think? I'm a disgusting pig? I'm not going to eat fucking... Are you shitting me? You think I'm going to eat donkey? She thinks I'm going to eat donkey. Sarah! Sarah eats donkey!
No!
Sarah eats donkey!
Sarah eats donkey. No, I said not eat it. Fuck it.
Oh, okay.
If I was gonna fuck donkey, I'd probably. And I'm not just trying to say this to be cool. I try to bring that back. I got to laugh the first time. This time, not so much. I'm very on to my shit, though. Let's stop that bit. Let me do what I do so good. Stop and take a deep breath. We don't have to just be in a hurry. Stop. Everybody, take a deep breath. Everything's fine. Okay, hold on.
I think I have a problem.
What I'd like to do, we have to go in for the close, which means about what? What time is it right now?
8:55,
9:30. God, I have a 35-minute close, but we might do an after show. If anybody, I'm going to ask everybody how they feel. I know you two are, but if we want to, well, we'll talk about that off the air. But now I say it on the air because people listen more when I'm on the air. Like off the air, they run over, they eat carrots. Yeah. This is the only time I have everybody's attention. You know what I want to do? I want to read this quote because I think it's an important quote to read over and over again. I sent it to you on your phone.
Yes.
And oh, are we done?
See you guys later. Thanks for tuning in. I had a great time being here.
Whoever tweeted that at me to do that.
I like imagining that it's not just the end of the episode, but like you've been kicked off. Curtis.com.
Oh, that's
all
how
together.
They. Because at one point they knew they. I said something that was bad, so they just come in. They go, you know what? Cut him right off before he says that. Now I'll do it. Ready? This is may pretend this is the last episode someone had. No, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
It's not fucking right. It's not fucking right. You got. If this person's walking down the street and they're fucking a dog, I'll tell you what I'd like to fucking do to them.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Be your last show. You've had a show on the Nerdist, and they go edit it in right before he says before Sarah says it, and just she goes into a dark place. But let people know where she's going. But then just throw that fucking jingle on.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to Lies with Sarah Schaefer. On Nerdist, I really appreciate everything. And you know what? This isn't a lie. Fuck all y'all, and fuck you if you come at me after a show, and even just compliment me. I don't want to fucking talk to you after a show. That's my time. I'm coming down from a high, and I don't need your shit at that moment.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
He literally did it in real time. Like, if he was the producer of this show, he would deem it that he's going to save you. And, yeah, that's what it is. It's the producer in the behind the glass, which we do have a professional show, and our producer is in another room. That's why when we talk to our producer, no other shows, and I'm not trying to be mean, but their producer, what do? They sit at the table. A real producer, you just hear him in the air. Like, Aristotle?
Sorry, I had to open the door.
Yeah, of course he does. You open the door, the producer's in another room behind a glass wall, not sitting at the table. What's with these podcasts? The producer sits at the table? I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously. And I try to be very supportive of the podcast community. But your producer, I don't know. I never saw a radio show where the producer sits in the room at the table.
Yeah,
so, okay, so it's your last show, and your in-house producer thinks it's time to save you. And I'll let Chris make the call. Or unless you want to, signal
him? I'll give him the signal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, all right, so.
Do you want your intro to the show, like your song?
The song, and then I'll do my
show? Yeah, you do your final show, but you play your intro song, which is the one we have for you, and then you just start talking.
I want to hear it again. I'd love to hear it.
Here we go.
Nobody's written a song about me before.
Scott Moran.
Put some trumpets in there.
Modern comedian.
Bum, bum, bum.
Scott Moran, modern comedian. The other day he had oatmeal for breakfast.
That's true, I had it today as well.
Now he's on the talk show, yeah.
That's right, yes I am.
Scott Moran,
that's my name.
Modern comedian,
that's my website.
You're listening to the Scott Moran Show. And here's Scott Moran.
Yes? Can I help? Oh.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
And here's the thing. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, here I am in the car. My grandma is asleep in the passenger seat. And I don't know, I'm just thinking, like, she's probably in a deep enough sleep. I can probably jerk off, you know?
I like picturing that all the Nerdist producers have, like, okay.
Play the fucking jingle, oh my god. He's turning blue!
Urban Chris's mic. I want to hear his la la abilities.
La 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 la. Bands need
takes me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove and dance me to the end of love.
Sarah Schaefer, Scott Moran on the Todd Glass Show. I know what the fuck I'm doing. You don't think I know how to produce a show, you pile of shit? What am I doing right now then, asshole?
Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone.
This is a part of our spring concert series. Can you put some more reverb in here? Teach me a lesson, Aristotle.
Show me slowly what I only know the limits of.
Show off, Jake, like there's some woman in the audience you're attracted to. And you're fucking, and the director said, play all you want. I don't give a fuck. Okay. No, it is. It's okay. It's not great. It's not. No. You got to understand, Sarah. No.
What?
I come from a family of trumpeteers.
I thought it. Okay. Well, no, I thought it was beautiful. I mean.
Hey, by the way, if you. Chris, you think it's. Well, because I noticed Chris over there thinks everything's a joke. But no, I come from a family of trumpeteers. Matter of fact, we have a. Do you have that thing that my dad, when he was playing the trumpet, playing the Flintstones?
Maybe.
I think we do. We have it. It's here somewhere. But he was in it. It's that big. Here it is. This is my dad. Seriously. And I said, Dad, play the Flintstones in the first row when I was 12. This is a recording. Anyway, fade that out. So, no, I come from a long line of trumpeteers. And
really
wasn't it when we met Scott and you met Sarah that you met at one of my dad's concerts at a wine country in Napa?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that was the band. So, now play again, because I don't want to put some reverb in his mic, because in all fairness, my dad's got a lot of reverb in his microphone, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Mm. By the way, Louis C.K., did when I was in Montreal, he came by the Midnight Show. That I hosted 14 days straight and had a fucking time of my goddamn life. And he remembers going to the baseball games with his dad, and he said, by the way, this is the silly Louis. I like silly Louis.
Yeah.
There's two Louis. Silly Louis. If I was his manager.
Louis, it's your manager. You got to go back to silly Louis.
I do both.
No. The next CD is called Silly Louie.
Well, no, I mean, I do both. I want to jump back and forth. No, I'm not arguing. I just, you're right. You know, sometimes I'm Silly Louie, sometimes it's something else. But I just do it all. It's whatever the mix is that comes out of me every year.
Listen, you dumb fuck. Silly Louie. It's going to be a big fucking hit. It's all Louie, all silly, all the fucking time. We do it in a fucking carnival. And we're going to fucking record it, and Louis, it's going to be big for you.
Yeah, I'm having fun. That's why I get nervous. Whenever I'm having the time of my life, I get nervous. Doesn't that suck?
That means you're doing something right.
Thank you. Come on over here. We can have some fun, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll just sit over here. And...
Oh, why do you have to be so jealous? Knowing you, because you're so fucking jealous, if we started making out and looking like we were getting off on it, you'd probably get jealous. Well, because you're a jealous person. What was I doing?
I'm not jealous, Todd. I'm not jealous. I'm not a jealous person.
You don't think you're a jealous? How about if
not at all.
You let me go over there if Sarah wanted? And I'm not going to. No, because obviously we can't do a bit because, you know, then there's the lawsuits. But would you, if I go over there and we make out, if you're grossed out by it, literally, no, listen, if you're grossed out by it, Sarah, I'm talking to,
yeah.
As we're, our lips are an inch apart,
yeah.
You just go, oh, I can't do it. But if for some reason we start kissing and we're really enjoying it, and you know what? I'm sorry. I owe Scott an apology. That's not right to do to you because you could be the very secure person, but you shouldn't have to watch me make out with your girlfriend. So no, I'm not going to do it.
I don't mind. I think it would be fine.
It was too loud, and I love it. I'll always take too loud over too soft. I'm being totally serious.
That's, yeah, it works better.
And Chris, you're doing a great fucking job. Chris, you're doing an okay job. No. Chris, you're doing the best job. Seriously? All right, well, you know what we're going to ask Chris to do a little later? I'm getting everything done on tonight's show. Yeah. His version of when he acts like he's woe is me, and he plays himself the victim so you can't insult him. You will love it. Do you remember it at all?
No, not really.
No, we won't do it. Okay. Sorry, no, I'm not going to
argue. No, let's do it.
No, if you can't listen to all the old shows and refresh yourself on every bit we did.
Let me take a quick break. I have them all on my iPod.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, Scott.
Okay.
How about I remember your name? Fuck all the other podcasts. They're so jealous. I remember my guest names. Hey, no, you listen up and you listen up close. I've been on these other podcasts. They don't know your name. You think they're sitting across from me? By the way. This is the truth. I don't know why I know this, and I'm embarrassed that I do. I know why, because I love Phil Donahue. I love Phil Donahue. Phil Donahue just, you know, he was ahead of his time. Like, he's very intelligent. He's as intelligent as they get. He is just, and you go back and look at the old shows, I look through the sensationalism that some people thought it was. Today, you know, by the way, I always go to the act. This was one of my jokes from my act in 94. Phil Donahue impersonation. Tomorrow on our show, we have gay, lesbian, homophobic, cross-dressing, nymphomaniac, narcoleptic, crack-addicted, megalomaniacal, 21 personality twin sister teachers that think they have the right to teach your children in your public schools. And we'll be back. Anyway, so...
Oh, it's perfect! It's perfect! Oh,
it's so embarrassing.
It takes me
that
back.
I still know that I don't know Abe Lincoln's name. Thank you. Okay, so listen.
Scott.
No, I know your name. I know it's not Scott. What was I just talking about? Help me out. Louie. So Louie, when he came by the Midnight Show, I'm sure I missed something in there somewhere. Oh, silly Louie. Sure. So it's, by the way, okay, so he does this bit. I'm going to fuck up the bit, but I'll get close enough where it was making me giggle. And this is the silly Louie I like. He's talking about looking at his dad dick. And everyone's talking about going to the trough at the baseball game. Yeah, that's already embarrassing. That's been discussed, but not this. And he goes, I remember going next to my dad, and it was just the description that he said it in. He goes, and I would just see him. I was like, oh, my God. It was like a big, what's it called? Not a potato, but a sweet potato. It was like a sweet potato just dangling. It was so ugly. It was so gross. He goes, oh, my God, I think I'm like a pedophile, and I'm only 12 or 6 or whatever age you are, because I'm a pedophile, because I kept looking at my dad's dick and going, oh, gross. And then I look back, oh, gross. You know, and then he goes, I kept looking back at it. I didn't have to look back at it, and I was like judging him, like, ugh, gross. Anyway, that's, you know, I guess that's what he does now. He does, I totally, just because I don't feel like I have the laugh in the room that I want. By the way, and if he heard this, and I don't think he will, he'd be like, well, Todd, in all fairness, you fucked it up. But I think I got it. I think I got it pretty good. I think I got it pretty good.
And one, and two, and one, two, three.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once in my life, I have someone, no, I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of, long before I knew someone like you.
Would make my dreams come true.
Professional show. People are crapping in their goddamn pants.
Is
Subway.
That a real song?
Yes, sir.
I've never heard that, so I don't know. I just made up the melody.
Yeah, I think you just
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
That's not helping me.
Someone I needed before.
That I still don't recognize it.
For once in my life, I'm afraid I can go.
Who sings this?
Where life and somehow we know I'll be strong.
I don't recognize
For
this
For once
all.
In my life,
he's just
I have
words.
Someone who needs me.
I don't.
For
these
once
are real
in
lyrics.
My life, I no won't way. Let sorrow hurt me.
Kind of improvising.
Not like it's hurt me before.
I don't. Oh my God.
For once in my life.
I don't. Who sings that?
Pitch over. I commit to these bits. You know what it's like doing a bit where you sing out of key, but you still fucking do it because you know it's funny?
Yeah.
It kills me. I get over it. Sarah, I think I'm in love with you. I'm not joking around. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I am in love with you. I mean, we're just good friends. I forgot Scott was sitting right there. Oh, my God. I knew Scott was sitting right there. Ah, shit. Now this is awkward. Okay, there we go. Oh, God. Oh, Scott, I'm in love with you. Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, Scott and Sarah. The image of you two. The image of me and Scott. Oh, the image of Scott and Sarah. Scott and Sarah. Me and Todd. I want to fuck myself. See, you tell the truth, it stops. I fantasize about that. Is that
tell
wrong? I think
truth.
I'd be nice. I'd be... Oh, shit, really? That's... God bless the person that tweeted that at me to do that, because
so
I
funny.
Am just in love with it. Get another turn. Your last podcast. Sarah, it's your last podcast. The producer in room saves you by shutting your mic off and fucking going to this.
Guys, it's been a great run, you know, and I just thank you for everything that you guys, the fans, I just can't thank you enough. I tried meth today, and it's so good. It's so good. I want for myself, not to share. I want a bag of Krispy Kreme donuts with fresh. I want real Caesar salad. Real.
Right now. Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Tell you why I wanted it right there. What could have gone wrong from that to the next period where they thought that is the last listenable part? It must have gone from really She wanted last season's salad, but then the producer in the room, boom, no. cut her mic out. Listen, I don't want to make you jealous, but the word out on the street is everything good? What time is it? I'm sorry to keep asking.
9:16 p.m.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
Pacific time?
Hey, listen. This is the hardest sing-along in the world. I'm not joking around. To George Carlin, that's my safe word. I asked Joe to make this sing-along that would be the easiest sing-along in the world. By the way, to George Carlin. You know what that means, right?
Yes.
Never break it. By the way, this is when
that
I love to have
actually
it.
The truth.
This is when I love to have this that First to go endless. To because it's like my version of Swear to God. I really did ask him to make the easiest sing-along in the world. Joe, lyricist Joe, who does music for the show. Mm. And he sends me this song. It's the hardest song in the world to sing along to. So I don't want you to make a mockery of it. If you can sing along with it, I'm going to shut up. But I'm going to watch you guys. Now, in the beginning, you shouldn't know it because it's the first part where he's singing it. But you'll tell when he's thinking, oh, this will be easy. And yes, I remind him of it all the time. And he listens to the show, and I know he's listening right now. Of course, I still love and adore him. He has a beautiful wife, Shelly.
Yeah, it's a little too far.
And he has a Mercedes station wagon. God damn it, he gets it. You know what I mean? It's like it looks like it might be like 6 years old, and it's been beautiful shape. Yeah, yeah. It's understated, but yet it's elegant. Mm. Fucking Joe, you get it. You know I know you get it, and that's why you don't like me because you're so great. You like me because I know you're great, and you think it's great that I know you're great. Isn't that what it all comes down to?
Game recognizes game.
Thank you very much. And watch your mouth, Sarah. I don't care if you're a woman. You don't
No.
Oh, it seems meaner if you say okay.
Okay.
That's what you say. If anyone
I'm
says
sorry.
Anything mean about you,
God,
you go, that's what my father, that's what my mother used to tell me.
Yeah.
And it diffuses the situation.
Yeah.
I have a great quick story about that same thing. True story.
Do you want reverb when you tell this story?
Nope. Not at all. Fucking turn off the reverb.
None at all. Do you want a little?
No.
I'll listen to the story.
Nope.
I won't interrupt you. But
no,
would you like
I do
it?
Not want, no.
When he
okay.
doesn't want reverb, you need
all.
To take
well,
him seriously.
I don't think you need to. Get
I'm just letting you know I know
right.
him better than
my
you.
My voice is fine. I don't need reverb. It sounds good. I know it's on the deeper side and deeper
no, no, no,
side.
No. Can I just
Doesn't
say something?
Sound good with reverb.
Hold on, please. Everyone take a deep breath. Everyone okay. take their seats. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the most reverb you could get.
Okay.
I'll take your request. I'll throw a 1 in there.
I don't even want to do it. I guess I would go -1 if I had to pick. I don't want to do it. I guess I'd go -1.
Okay, all right. I'll just trust my instincts. So what is your story?
Well, I guess...
Seriously.
You have to picture my grandmother's kitchen in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I am.
Story.
We just finished eating dinner. It was my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother. And I was taking the dishes to the sink, but I wasn't actually washing the dishes or rinsing them off. And
I'm listening.
My aunt is kind of giving me a little bit of shit, but it's in a fun way. And she goes, "Hey, Scott, how come you never do the dishes?" And I look back at her and I go, "Because it's a woman's job." And when I say that, I was joking. I said it jokingly.
Of course you're joking. That's you're right. You're mocking the absurdity of it. I get
right.
it. Okay.
And I said that to my aunt. And before I had a chance to say, "I'm kidding," I looked over and my grandma was sitting at the table and she goes, "Yep, that's right." And I go, "I'm kidding." And she goes, "I know." What? She really did believe it was a woman's job.
Aww.
So, you know, it was sweet of her. She tried to recover.
My favorite was the right. with the reverb.
Boom, oh, because it's so ridiculous. What is... I can tell what you're lipping to me. No, Jake, not right now, but later... I'm sorry, Gabe, if you want to play Mary Poppins on the trumpet,
Yay!
But right...
Mary Poppins.
No, not now, but later we'll hear it. Later we'll hear it. But I got to... I remember you played it before, Gabe, but... Yeah, this is...
Oh, yeah, this is what we heard when we were in the bathroom.
Yeah. No. Oh, this is what you heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing...
I can hear it out here, yeah. It's a perfect Mary Poppins. Perfect.
All right, listen. Everything's good. And by the way, let's stop. and I want to do something, and I want to. I'll feel better when I put my head in my pillow tonight. This guy over here, I call him up. I say, "Hey, Chris, can you do me a favor? Jake's taking a LSD trip to driving across the country, yeah. and he's listening to the show. You damn Jake!" And he goes, "Todd." He goes, "Todd, I'm going to replace myself with someone that is going to be the best, but you're going to freak out when you hear it who is. It's almost like everything's going to be just fine." I go, "Did you talk to him already or her?" Because I'm open-minded. I have a joke in my act now where I talk about being in debt and I always reference him in it. And I go, "No, now a woman could be broke too. I don't want to be sexist." That's my favorite joke to tell every night. That's how I know. Whenever I tell that joke, that's one of my best jokes. Seriously. Anyway. Oh, seriously? I thought it was... I mean, I actually like that one. I don't know why that would end my show. So anyway, what was I just talking about? Let me be professional. Come on, help me out. I know you know. Jake. You know what Daniel Keenan used to do to me? When I said, "What was I talking about?" he knew what I was talking about, and he would go, "I don't remember," just so he didn't have to hear one of my stories. And I figured it out one day. I go, "You do fucking remember." He goes, "I know." And his mischievous laugh, and I went, he goes, and then I go, "What was it?" He goes, "You were talking about when you worked at the blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "You motherfucker." He tried to. So anyway, but back to my show that's so riveting. Well, no, people are jealous. Jake. So Jake Adams. He says, "Todd, I already talked to Chris Burden. He can do it." Wow. But then I get a call from Chris Burden's mom. I don't know what she thinks we implant in his head, but do you think it's wrong to play it? Because she left a message on our voicemail. She thinks we drug him up and make him smoke pot. I'm like, "Your son, Mrs. Burden... And I will talk to her with respect and dignity, but this message, she's reaming me out." I'm like, "I smoke less pot than your son. I'm not a bad influence for him." And that's the truth. You know, Chris, no, in all fairness, Chris smokes, you know, that's okay. Well, right now he's right at it, and he smokes with a very close mic to his bong. We have his bong mic'd with a lavalier mic.
Doesn't everybody mic the bong?
Play your mom leaving a message. Well, why would she be calling you? Okay, go ahead. Here it is.
Hello?
She doesn't even know it's a message. She takes her a minute. Hello? It takes her a minute, and I'm not kidding,
Hello?
To figure out that she's leaving a voicemail.
Who is this?
A minute. It's sad. You know what?
Todd.
It was 2 minutes. It took
Todd
her,
Glass.
And I'm not joking, 2 minutes to figure out that it was
Todd Glass?
2 minutes. And I'm not.
Todd? Was that you?
2 minutes to figure out that she's leaving a voicemail. She thinks I'm there.
Hello?
Yeah, she starts talking to me.
Hold on. Todd?
I think she's having a nervous breakdown.
Todd?
She figures out in about 30 seconds that it's a voicemail.
I know.
Who's she talking about?
I'm in the spot.
Here's when she figures out it's a voicemail.
Oh my. It's a voicemail.
But she's not positive. Listen closely.
I think.
Someone in her house is dialing out, and she thinks it's me picking up.
Todd, no, don't dial. Someone's on the line. It's me.
And there's just coincidentally a cross line.
Who is this?
Now she gets nervous.
Oh, he's got me on conference.
No, listen to this. She must be drunk. Because now she starts talking gibberish.
No, it's not for us.
Uncle at the racetrack?
We had a racetrack that we went to.
And then...
It was so fun. I always liked about cucumbers was... they're so refreshing, but if you put a little...
Pause it. I can't play anymore. I feel bad. Well, keep it going.
Put a little celery seed on them with the red onion.
What she said is going to embarrass her. She says something very sexual.
No.
Pause it. Seriously. She says something very sexual about her vagina.
It's dead.
She talks about her vagina with white.
Oh, my vagina's dead.
Oh, no, this
I
is embarrassing.
Know.
I don't think we should play this. She really gets detailed.
It doesn't work anymore,
she gets detailed. With her vagina.
Put some coconut oil
gross.
Down there. We could get it going. Cut
the message off. It's embarrassing to her. Cut it off. I'm not even joking
around. I'm calling for Todd.
Okay,
what?
Now she forgets that she's leaving a message, and she thinks she's been talking to me. It's
now,
fucking
Todd,
sad.
I didn't know. What I the called you because I don't like the way you have been treating.
All right, everybody, here we go. That's right. Yes, that was fun. Ah! That brought me. Oh, my God.
Todd,
so much
Todd.
Fun. I wanted to get you out. I wanted to not. That was too big of a responsibility, all that fun I was
Todd.
Okay,
Todd.
I have to do something.
My mom's in the hospital.
Oh, is she really?
No.
Oh, well, I hope she doesn't mess up our sound effects. That's all I care about. Come on, no laugh in the room? That's either funny or... That's why I love this guy. I'm so stupid, I don't know it was an insult. That's why he's my favorite, and I'm leaving him everything in my will. I owe 30 grand on one credit card. Take care of it for me. Anyway, it's not even the money I'm leaving him. I'm going to leave him my will, you dumb son of a bitches. I'm going to leave you my credit debt. Well, that's the thing. My whole life I go, I'm leaving you my will. And then when I die, you go to my funeral. They go, well, he did leave you.
You're responsible for
yes, you're responsible for the funeral, a few liens.
You sons of a bitches.
Right, why do you have to be rude?
We can't play the name game. I know you. It's your favorite game. We can play
oh,
the name game.
This is a fun game. Let's do a quick version of it. It's hard to think of.
It's 9 what?
27.
Okay. It's hard to think of names off the bat. That's where that comes from in that movie Fletch. Like, it's just first and last name. You're at the border. You have to give a fake name. What's your name?
Carol Sundry.
It's good right away in this game because you just barely slid in and you fucking know it. And you know it. And you goddamn know it. And you're lucky I don't ask you what your sister's name is, but I'm not going to. What's your name? Seriously. And I'm kidding around. What's your name? Seriously. Border. What's your name?
Seth Miller.
Okay, that's good. You, what's your name? And I'm not shit.
Jonathan Binkle.
You know you're getting a background search when your name's Jonathan Binkle.
Binkle.
No. And by the way, what I love about this game, just because it's whether the border guy would...
Right.
They smell nervousness. They don't give a shit. They just smell nervousness. And all you got to do is say something. You could have a weird name. They still know if you've said it before, you know, whatever. Mm. But they smell... What's your name?
Marcus Wozni.
Okay, you know you're getting pulled aside because they know it like dogs can smell pot when names come out and formed as they're coming out of your mouth. They are experts at this. They are taught this. They have a guy in a class. What's your name?
Neil Diamond.
Oh.
Well, that's like the best one anyone said. I mean, it's a real person's
Chris,
name, apparently.
Chris, no, okay, thank God. No. Thank the good, to George Carlin, thank the Lord, because I thought Chris was really going to defend his using Neil Diamond as crossing the border as not a red flag to maybe have them do a background search on his face and Neil Diamond. But he said, no, he was kidding. What is your name again, please?
Belinda Miles.
You know what? If I'm a security guard and I'm 2 minutes away from my shift closing, I'm letting you through. But other than that... I stamp your card. That means you go in the other room, Belinda. Just the way you stall. What is your name, seriously?
Jimmy
Two Shots. All right, throw that guy in jail. We don't even do a background check on this guy. If you're in the Mexico border and you give a name like that, boom, they just throw you in jail and they make you only eat fresh carved turkey sandwiches.
Oh.
I like to have a fun image of it in my head. Does it have to be so bad? Like even hell, if there is a hell, you know what I figured out? It's not that hot, and they have air conditioning. Why don't they have technology if it's hell? So it's been around forever. They should know something. So, but I don't think it's going to be like that. Anyway, I have a great show, don't I? Yeah. No, this is what I do, I guess. This is my shit show that I do.
Sir, what's your name?
Todd. I hate it. That's not me kidding around. Do ask me again later. Don't. What is your name?
Pamela Anderson.
No.
Why?
Kevin, I mean, Chris, are
what?
You... But please tell me,
no,
please.
I'm cheating. Okay, yeah.
No. Okay, I get it. You
no,
get
Pamela
it.
Pamela Anderson's actually not written on it.
Okay, if you're doing a bit, I don't mind. But as long as you're not trying to say that. What's your name?
Chris Miller.
Okay, that's okay. What is yours?
Nancy.
Oh, but back to you. Hold on 1 second. What is your name?
Franklin Roosevelt.
No, okay. Check him out in the other room. That means they bring... Subway. Can we talk about Subway? And I know we're going in for the clothes.
Are we talking?
Can you do
fresh?
An after show? Can you do an after show?
Yeah,
a little bit. Can it?
Can you?
Hey, I'm not ready to go.
You don't have to go anywhere.
No. I gotta go. Let's. We're going for the clothes. Maybe I do. Maybe I should go have a. By the way, double stuffed Oreos. Did we talk about that on the
You
air?
Didn't I never finish it.
Double stuffed Oreos. And you freeze bananas. You slice them, though. And you
slice
them
pre-freeze?
Yeah, pre-freeze. Okay. You have to slice them when they're refrigerated.
They shatter if you try to break them apart.
And then you just put them in the refrigerator. It becomes the ice cream. But here's the thing. If you can take them out of the freezer for 10 minutes before you do this, if you remember, if you don't, it'll still be fucking great. But if you can take frozen bananas out of the freezer for 10 minutes, they're still like, but then they're like ice cream. They're not, because when they've been frozen for a while, they're hard to get through. It's not like ice cream. It's harder than ice cream.
Yeah.
Take them out for 10 minutes. Open up that Oreo. It's easy. Guess what? Every 10 Oreos, you break the top by accident. Who gives a shit? You shove it in your mouth and you eat it because it's a no-do. So, you know, but you take them, you split the Oreo, and you put the banana in there, and then you put the top back on.
Reconstruct it.
And it is fucking like having banana ice cream in the middle of a vanilla Oreo. Yes, and it's that good. And if you have time, I'm not fucking saying you have to do this. I don't want pressure on anybody. If you do it, you'll be like, shut the fuck up, he was right. But if all you do is what I just said, take the top off the Oreo, put a banana from the freezer into there that's been out for 10 minutes. But if you have a little bowl of brown sugar and you want to roll it in the brown sugar,
it's going to
be fucking banana with brown sugar.
It's
and
like bananas
vanilla.
Foster.
Thank you. And I come over there, I'll punch you right in your face. I love you so much. Because you're right. You said it perfectly.
Yeah.
And a lot quicker than I said. It took me forever, but you really cleaned it up. Like if I was the waiter at a restaurant, whatever a restaurant would be like, and then you were the same on one side of the restaurant, there'd be me going, well, and then we take the brown sugar and then we put it in a bowl and then you take banana and then you put the banana in the Oreo and then you put it back on top of it and once in a while it breaks and then you put it in and then it's like the vanilla and it's the banana. So then you put the brown sugar and you got brown sugar and the banana on the vanilla Oreo. Would you like to order that?
I'll have the banana Foster, please.
What? This is the Todd Glass Show. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show live, and we'll be back with an old classic bit.
From Television City in Hollywood.
He does the Edith Bunker. Put some reverb in his voice. Oh, he's great. Oh, wait till it comes up. He'll mimic it. He'll hear it. Oh, put some more reverb. He needs reverb.
Would you wait?
Oh, he gets it. Watch it. Listen. Now you'll know what you'll do to Edith Bunker part. He's. Oh, he's good. Watch. Listen. Get more with the crackle. Ah! You know, really accentuate that.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Oh, that was God. Why does that bring me so much joy? Hey, if I'm ever dying, do that at my funeral. Well, do it after I'm dead. Don't do it at all. You annoy people. I'm so tired of planning my own funeral. I want it nice, and I told a lot of people. Told my comedian friends that I know can afford it. I've said it. I'm saying it on the podcast because I don't want to. I think I'm going to be around for a long time. I predict 95, and I'll still be like, people will be like, what the fuck? Because you know why? I'm obsessed. Obsessed. I'm like scientists want to study how to cure diseases. I am obsessed with not turning into a person that says, oh, things used to be better. All I want to live for is when I'm 93 to go, someone goes, well, the problem is, go, shut up. Shut up. I'm 90 fucking three. Everything that people fight for, or giving people rights, it always ends up being right. So stop fucking fighting it situation by situation. Every time we think it's out of control, kindness, it never is. So shut the fuck up. In 93, you could yell at an 80-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you tell an 80-year-old, shut up. Shut up, you 80. Kids, the pulse of most kids are fucking great. Kids get it. And the only time brilliance happens is when there's a 19-year-old forward-thinking kid and then there's an older person and they both agree that they have a lot of fucking shit to learn from each other. That's when we can march forward with brilliance, you fucking 80-year-old dumb fuck. kids today. Great. Die. Die. You're worthless once you start blaming youth for our problems. You're useless. I wish you a painless death. I wish you, anybody who thinks the problem is that kids are getting dumber, I wish them a painless death, because you're only fighting society. You're fighting the facts. You're fighting the facts. Painless. Painless. Oh, by the way, my first wish is that you change your beliefs.
Yeah.
Nerdist.com.
Chris, Jake. Oh, wait. Was it really Gabe?
Yeah, it was.
Gabe.
He made that sound with his horn.
Gabe. Hey, Todd, how you doing? It's Bernie down here in Whittier. How's that Sarah Schaefer, man? I saw her at the show she did.
All right, listen, you guys sound nice.
No.
funny. I like that shit about your husband, how he's fucking, you want to crack a brick over his head. Do you do that material in front of him? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, we got to go in for the close.
Okay.
Jesus, it goes so quick.
I want to do a character of a guy defending the wrong side of history all the time. I want to make it a character. A parody of a guy who's always, whatever the issue is, he's always like, hey, I want to make him really stupid and have a funny voice. So we'll see what I come up with for a future show. You know what I mean? Like, he's the guy that no matter what it is, like when something happens, when there's obviously, he goes, yeah, you never know. He's always like on the wrong side. Oh, that's what he is. He's always on the wrong side of history.
Do you want to try it right now?
I don't know what bit to do. I not yet. I want to, that saying it'll make me have to get ready for it.
Gotcha.
But I think it would be something. Yeah, it would be like
slavery.
Well, if you go that far back, yeah,
well,
it could
current.
Be.
You know,
it could be
maybe
current
a Confederate
be,
flag
you
know, or
current
know,
would
yeah.
be like
that lion deserves
stop
it.
Using
oh, yeah.
stop using a word or
like
you
ISIS.
Know thank you yeah. you guys are great. And then I have another character I want to do. It's a British comedian. What's here? They don't say what he's saying, but every so often, yeah, 10% of it is a great joke. You have to have for this character to be great. 10% of it, you have to lob out a joke. Could even be out of a book, but we have to go through a book and find like 10 of the greats, short but still fucking, you know, when jokes are at their best, there's a reason that they're popular. And 90%, you find the brilliant jokes, and then this guy, but you don't understand 100% what he's saying, you come on down the lawn, but this is it. And then you go, and there's a one joke, and you laugh, and you go, oh my God, he is funny. So you sort of take for granted that even when you don't understand what he's saying, it's probably as funny, because what you hear is fucking, and I don't think of the elephant, and I go to the L, and then I go to the L, and I go, oh, you're walking around the mall. And then you play the audience, and everybody laughs. So when I get to that point that it's obviously a joke, everybody laugh. And I go, and I don't even know what to do, so I went down to the mall, and everybody, it's getting off. I'll tell you about my father. He had two wooden legs. There was a fire in his house. He burned to the ground. No, but that's not the way it is. Only thing about those saws, I take the saws, I say, oh, it's a weed whacker on your pee-pee. I don't even know the thing. Well, they say 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea. That must mean one guy enjoys it. You know? I mean, if you're going to do that, you put the milk crate, and then the cow goes moo. I'm like, I think that's cock-a-doodle-doo moo. I don't even know what I'm doing about anything to think of. I think there's something there. Because I did 3 jokes, but then the others, you just go, well, he's probably.
It must be funny.
It must
I
be funny.
I was laughing.
I don't even know what
real.
To do. Another thing, and then I take it, and then you saw a horse, and I go, Yankee Doodle Dandy, how about Yankee Doodle Brandy? I'm just sitting there with ice on a chest. But anyone knows. Everybody knows. Anyway, listen. I got that thing I got to work on. By the way, this is a real Neil Diamond song to George Carlin. This is a real Neil Diamond song. And I don't know where it's from.
Pot. Give us some pot. Forget what you are. You can be what you're not. High, high. I want to get high. Never give it up if you give it a try. La, la.
then people tell pot horror stories during the betting music.
I started when I was 13.
I can just repeat it, but it's not.
Pause
it. You can't hear it. You can't hear it, but it goes from pot to really bad quickly. So these are extreme situations. But I don't think Neil Diamond was pot of some anti. It's people, I tried pot, and then I did acid, then my eyeballs popped out of my head. Like, I'm not kidding around. That's like...
That old story.
But you... Well, you know it. You know it as well as I do, because you did all that shit. Well, you told me... I remember once you told me, don't ever... You told... You did heroin, and you said, don't ever tell anybody. Oops. Oops. You said you never did heroin. You said you wanted to do it. You said not, don't talk about it. Don't mention heroin around Sarah. Oh shit. No, don't. No Sarah. No heroin. No Sarah. No nothing. Nothing, everything I just said. I'm just sitting here. Why? Did somebody say something? Oh, well, who's next to talk? Oh, I mean, why would I talk? Well, I'm just sitting here. I haven't said anything in 20 minutes. Hello, mommy? Hello? Yeah. Oh shit. I'm not done. What do I do?
Now leaving.
This is all I've got.
You know,
for you guys, you have lives outside of here. This is the happiest I am. Why would I want to leave? You think a little kid, if you go, do you want to stay in Disneyland an extra hour, he's going to take off? No.
What's that kid's name?
Bobby Smooky.
Stamp it. He's
in. You're right. Bobby Smooky, go. There's no way. If I'm in a hurry, if I'm a guy and I'm at the border... The border shares the it's the you know the border with the restaurants right there. You hear that? You hear the noise from the restaurant because when you're at the border in Canada, there's a restaurant and it borders the border area. They have a restaurant. The minute you go through the border, there's a restaurant right there. You hear it in the distance. So we're at the border.
The restaurant.
Well, the restaurant borders it.
It's in a restaurant.
Yeah, when you pay attention. You know, I ask you to pay. All you have to do is pay 1% attention to get that musical cue. That if I said, listen, 1% of the time, please be listening to the show, Chris, you would have gotten it. But you're proving that you might be 0.5% paying attention, which is fine with me, too. I just want to know what your capabilities are. See, you're the best. You feel loved.
In what sense?
Well, don't.
It's not really like not physically by you guys, but that's cool.
All right, why do you have to make a joke? Okay, so we're at the border.
Yeah.
And I forget the bit.
Yeah. See, fuck you guys.
You're right.
Names.
You're right. You're right. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, we're at the border. We're at the border. What was the name I had? What was the name? Bobby Smooky Pants. If I'm 2 minutes away from my time, guy walks up. What's your name, sir? I don't know how to do it. They don't do it that way, I'll tell you that. That's what my instincts were. Bobby Smooky Pants. There's no... It's just, you know what? I'm playing the odds. He's got to be. Every time I stop a Bobby Smooky Pants, and I've been doing this for 20 years, this is him talking to some other... He let a Bobby Smooky Pants go through? He goes, I know. Every time I stop them, they end up being legitimate. So I got fucking tired of it. I had a guy there in there, Billy Silly Pants, banana cake pants. Billy Silly Pants, banana cake pants. So I fucking stopped the guy. This is 3 years ago because I thought there's no fucking way. I thought the guy was on meth. And ends up he's legitimate. So today I let a Billy banana pancake pants, brown fudge sundae head, and he came through. And I'm done. I'm done. What do I want? What do I want for? I have an idea for Subway. I'm going to talk about this, and then we're going to go in for the close. And you're great, and I appreciate you sitting here while I have a nervous breakdown.
Thank you. Thank you.
What did I do everything?
For complimenting, sir.
I don't know what... Did I do this one? I'm doing these. I got to get through them. Joe kills me. Station identification. We'll be back with the close of the Todd Glass Show.
This show lies raging ready at the Nerdist.
We'll be back to close
on
it up.
Fridays after Marin, it's on.
Yes, that's right, America.
Far away in the land of Black Horse Motors.
We'll be back with Sarah and Scott to wrap it up.
From your computer or iPod. And I shall listen to that show tomorrow. For our hearts are full of joy at hearing Todd. For it's the Todd Glass Show. And Todd's is so much better than all other casts of
Bob. Ba 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 ba.
For you are beautiful, and I who love you dearly, more dearly than the spoken words come true. That's what you get for free.
You know, that's only funny because I always say, I don't like that when I say that seriously, and I knew I wasn't that time when I go, you know, when I get nervous and I thought the show wasn't going well at times, I would be like, it's free. But no, still got to, you can't just, that can't be your excuse. Yeah, you still wanted to be good.
Yeah, I try.
But then I was kidding around. Like, you think, it's free. That's all you get for free. If you want more, you pay a dollar. I do upscale jokes.
I'll be but funnier I change from now it. On.
What if I do? I give a free Todd Glass show. It's the free. It's the first 10 minutes it's free, but I can't be doing all the gems. So for the first 10 minutes, it's like, so when I went to the flight attendant and I said, do you have any more popcorn? And I farted in her face so it stunk like shit in the air. And then I made her uncomfortable. How are you doing over there, Scott?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for
having me. Hey, tell me the story about when you had diarrhea and the people next to you in the stall heard shit flapping out of your ass. He loves it. Tell a story about when shit was flapping out of your ass.
So I was just walking down the street all crazy.
And you had diarrhea because you were drinking.
It was coming out.
And shit starts flapping out of your ass?
Yeah, just flapping around.
Sarah, why did you vomit all over somewhere where you were at? Tell the story when you vomited.
I vomited.
Into your breasts, and then you let a dog down. Lick it off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was on the subway.
This is my show? This is what happens when you're...
This is the free version.
This is, by the way... Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when people pay, they get a totally different show. Or you could just do the same show and, like, edit out the funny parts, so it's just like...
Chris, I get it. I'm holding his arm to stop him, everybody, to George Garland. I get it, but I forgot. I forgot. I swear to God. Even for free, I don't... Of course for free. And I thought, why am I doing these horrible bits, even as a joke? But then when the joke is that would be the horrible free podcast we would give out, I think to myself, wow. We're going to bring it home with the easiest sing-along in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to them.
Everybody loves to sing along. Words are hard to remember.
Can you put reverb in our mic? Sarah's our guest tonight, Sarah Schaefer. Scott Moran.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Try.
It's the easiest sing-along.
Pause it. Take the reverb out. This is how we're going to go to close, and I'm probably going to do it twice. I really want you guys to try.
I'm trying.
To sing along. Oh, yeah. I didn't mean you weren't. I meant, like, I don't want Joe, because he's listening. Because he does. Well, he's got a sickness. He listens. So does Blake Wexler. He has a special antenna on his car, and if somebody mentions his name, it goes boop, 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 boop. So Blake Wexler. He drives in his car. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. He's listening right now. He knows when we stop talking about him. Wow. And then he'll turn it off. But he has a Geiger counter. It's called a Geiger podcast counter, times 2, 2040. It's part of the, and I'm not even joking around, it's part of the, seriously, I'm not joking, in the VE20 food vocal master performer.
Oh, that was
great. Okay, so listen, that bit got lost. So anyway, it's okay. I'm good. So Blake Wexler. Okay, he mentioned his name.
Sing along.
So I want you to try this sing along. It's how we're going to go to close. If you can get it, we'll do it twice. Don't anybody. So Joe listens to the show. That's how it started. Joe does listen to the show, and then I started talking about Blake Wexler listening to the show, and then I got lost. But now I'm back. But Joe does listen to the show too. So as we go to close, I think we can say, Joe, as always, I appreciate what you do. And by the way, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. That means a lot. That sells this bit like a fuck. I do appreciate Joe, and I appreciate all the music he does for the show. Like, and I really do. Like, I fucking love getting the songs. It's the only reason. Some days I don't want to do a parody of this thank you, but it certainly makes getting up easier.
Yeah.
You know, you have a jingle that comes to you. It, you know.
Your name out of bed. Is in it.
I get out of bed. You know what it's like to wake up and get up from a good night's sleep, and you wake up at 5 o'clock at night. And right, I was kidding. Nothing. Sarah's the only one that laughed. Everyone else think really visions me getting up. I get up at 9:30 every day.
Sarah actually does get up at 5, so that was normal.
A.M.
Then why'd she laugh?
He said P.M.
Oh, I said P.M.
I didn't hear you say P.M.
No, I know Sarah gets
up. He gets
up at
very 5 distracted.
Well, because numbers, sounds, and things to figure out are hard for Scott. And I mean that as a compliment.
No, I've seen the way you direct your films.
You take Velcro and you stick it to a monkey's head, and then you play beautiful music, and everyone's supposed to, you know. I know what you do. I saw when you did my modern comedian. This is the truth. I'm potato salad. He brings 5 real monkeys from the zoo, and he puts cameras on their heads with Velcro.
Yeah, and then I make it all so you can see all the footage at once. There's 5 little boxes, each one.
Yeah, and he sits in the living room.
GoPro.
Yeah.
And it's...
You know, I got to tell you, I love everything you do.
Thank you.
So, anyway, so this
sing
is
along.
The easiest sing-along in the world. I'm going to play it once. I'm going to play it again. I want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to make sure when I'm done this show, I feel... I didn't do one thing, and I'm going to ask you guys to do it.
Hey, Doug, before you get going in there, can I share something real quick? Anyways, I just wanted to finish that story from earlier. So I'm there... And I decided not to do it. And it's probably a good thing because my grandma woke up immediately. But then I started thinking, I was like, you know what? Even if I did do it and she told people, they wouldn't believe her.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
What happened after that is what everybody wants to know. Why did they already know it was going down at just a tasteless, disgusting, but the producer decided, the thing you wanted to do is let the audience know what happened. There was definitely a weirdness that happened in the studio. You admit you were on LSD. Later, I make the story nice. Well, because you find out someone's LSD, you forgive them. Yeah. My grandmother was on LSD till she met her boyfriend. I have an idea for Subway. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
And then we will absolutely go to. We'll do easiest sing along in the world. I'm being totally serious.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to close. What time is it? Okay, we're good. This and then we do the easiest sing along in the world. And by the way, you guys, seriously, to George Carlin. Everything about you two is great. It's fun. You do bits. You play. You're right there. Even when I get lost, you're gentle. You help me find my way back. Fun show. Seriously.
Agreed.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. So I want to talk about this.
Fun show to do.
Some people say don't say this for Subway. You could look. They're either going to hear me say this and know I get it, or they're not. Mm-hmm. So if this is an idea they want and they're going to steal it, you know what? People don't steal shit as much as people do steal shit. I'm not saying they don't, but. Look, Subway, I'm telling you this. Some people go, oh, don't tell them on the podcast. No. I'm your guy. Look, we're talking about when it comes to when you're eating fast food and, you know, is something, you know, going to feel a little better. And yes, it does.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you, I have 2 ideas for Subway. And I'm serious. Make me your – you need me.
They need somebody new.
They need me. They need me. And by the way, I'll tell you why you need me. I'll tell you, I'm being told, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. They need me because I'm sure some of the ideas that I'm about to say have been implemented in-house and they've been fought down. Like Blockbuster thought, well, you know, when you're doing good, and I'm sure they're doing good, that they write off. But you need me because I'm the guy that's going, yeah, do it. Do it. You heard it. Someone mentioned it. I don't care if it was 5 years ago. You do it. Now I'm telling you, do it because the story you're going to get to tell is going to be good. And by the way, it sounds ridiculous because it goes back to a standard that I always talk about. But to George Carlin, I'm not joking around. Look, people deem their type of restaurant by the lighting they have. And there's no doubt Panera Breads is lower than McDonald's. It just is. You walk in there, you feel it. Yeah. If they have no money to revamp their stores, I'm not saying when that comes around, that's cost a lot of money. And that'll come around. It'll be time when they have to redo their stores anyway so they make a style change. I'm saying before that. Gel the fucking lights. Not as dark as I have it at my house, but when people are coming in there at night, just do it like Panera Breads. You can still fucking see. And rewrap your sandwiches in a cool paper. A brown paper that looks like Subway's burnt into it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to look like fast food. It doesn't taste like it. So why does it have to look like it? It doesn't. When I'm starved and I can go in there and I'm going to tell you something else, I'm going to tell Subway. Nothing I'm saying is bad at all because it's all just presentation.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, redo your stories. We don't have the money right now. Things are tough right now. No, I'm saying don't tell me you're going to redo their stores in 10 years. This can be implemented instantly.
Yeah.
It's doable even before you have time. You know, so and the other thing is have some signature sandwiches, and I'm going to tell you what the signature sandwiches. I'm not joking around. I'll tell you why. For when it's late at night and you know you've been whatever it is, here's what I get, and no one's going to complain. It doesn't mean you can't do it the old way. But I get double meat. Give a good call it something and give it a price.
Yeah.
Double meat, double cheese. Right? Swiss cheese or whatever it is. And then the dressings, spinach, olives, oregano, and avocado. And it's clean. It's just not too much. But go if you don't want to think, and let me tell you something, you get that sandwich there, double turkey, double whatever it is, double cheese. And then you put just three clean things on it. And then they put it in the toaster. You put it on a chopping block at a fine Italian restaurant.
Well, I flip out.
Like, you know, where they make fresh sandwiches and they brought it out on a wood block. And it's you wouldn't go, it's okay, but it's not. No, you'd go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But your presentation, and you need me. Don't just take, if you think, well, we can just take what you just said. You don't think I have more to offer? You don't think if I get that I have more. You don't think, let's get this. Who is this guy? Let's get him in here and let's talk to him because I think that we could do a good thing together.
Yeah.
So it's up to you, Subway, to contact me because I didn't curse at all while I was talking about it because I get it. There's some standards you have to follow.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Subway. So anyway, we're going to do a little sing-along in honor of Subway. And by the way, this week is Subway is having – what have you found that their sponsor already? Subway. How about those hot chocolate chip cookies you get there? Shut up. It's amazing.
I just read a YouTube star. I just read I follow them on Instagram and they posted something. And it was all like, you know, let me tell you about when this person is very appealing to teenagers. So it seemed very on point. It was like, let me tell you about, you know, when I was growing up, I had zits on my face and da da da. And it was like, click on this video to see it. And then at the end, this is what always gives it away when it's an ad is. I'm going to share with you my Clearasil story. And they say, my Subway story. My Honda story. Like, it's sponsored content.
This is why I'm going to change that. When I do my campaign for Subway, just the truth.
My Subway truth.
My Subway truth. I went into Subway and...
And this
one
is
day
what
I thought about
this,
and I came to Subway.
Kotex story.
By the way, if I might be wrong, you listen to ad people. They didn't think of this, but they know things, and they know some do's and don'ts, even the ones that push the boundaries a little. But what would be wrong if even you said, look, you know, like Subway, they didn't want to admit that it's hard to just say it. And just say sort of mimic the same thing and go, you know, the atmosphere is a big deal, and we hope you'll appreciate it, and you do a revamp of those stores. So Subway, I'm waiting for your call. Tweet at Subway. Subway, you got to call Todd Glass. That's how clean it has to be. You got to call Todd Glass.
Todd, but what if
don't be disrespectful, because I'll cut it out. I don't want you to, Subway to hear my show. It's a fun show.
I swear to God, I'm not being disrespectful.
What do you want to say?
Wondering.
Let me listen to you.
Let me just, if every single one of your listeners tweets at Subway, Subway is going to have to read all 42 of those tweets.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
That's weird, right? It's like there was a delay with the computer after I pressed the
button. Chris, can I tell you something? You're just extending the show because we are going to the close. You did a great job tonight. I'm happy to have you. You don't have to go when you put your head in your pillow tonight. I'm being totally serious. To George Carlin, you did a great job. You know, we haven't done this for a while. You open up the computer, look how many clips and these post-its and shit all over. So thank you. You're great. And you've been okay?
Thanks.
Have you been okay? How's your life been, stupid?
Yeah, I've been good.
Oy, oy, oy.
Maybe we should have this conversation another time.
I said to George Carlin that... I'm glad it's going to be fun. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
There's so many bits, I don't want to do bit overload, but next week, be sure you're going to do the bit where you play Woe Is Me.
Okay.
Can we? I'm going to give a little sample of "Woe Is Me." Okay. You can't correct the guy because he's harder on himself than.
Oh, I thought we were. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're harder on yourself than.
Okay, no, well, I'm not.
No, don't worry about it.
You no, I'm fine. Not harder on myself.
Well, no, you did good tonight. You don't.
No,
to...
I didn't. Do, I.
Oh
didn't
no, I want to correct
good.
Him.
Wait,
I'm doing the wrong
on,
thing.
No,
I want to correct him, but then he says that. All I'm saying is, when you do the bits, you got to have the sound cues ready.
So no, I don't have to have the sound cues ready.
All right, now you're not, I don't confused. Know what you're doing, yeah, but you're it's right. great no matter what you do. It really trying to be nice.
That is
no, it's great.
Promised.
Subway, call me. Oh, really?
Now leaving.
Something I did with Subway. Okay, so the pot song we did. So here we go. I want to thank you both. You're wonderful people, and Sarah.
Thank you.
I loved you in Chicago, sitting at the bar, showing
yeah,
me
it was fun.
The guy that was pressing his leg up against yeah. your leg.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? Seriously, you know that happens.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you something. You know how violating it is? Even in a bit, when I asked you, show me how hard his leg was pressing up against your leg on the subway.
Yeah.
And you did it. And I know you didn't do a parody of it. I could just tell.
No,
it
was just showing
it made
you.
Me feel like I wanted to scratch my knee and wipe it a lot. Like,
yeah.
you,
dirty.
Motherfucker.
Get your body off mine.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the less it is, the more evil it is. Because
yes.
they're the ones where you can make the person that had the violation of space a barrier broken, and they make that person look like the crazy person.
Right.
You know, you'll understand the absurdity of what I'm saying. If you're going to do it, like, you know, do it. Do it.
Right.
So if there's
so
a fucking camera,
yeah.
it will fucking catch some egregious act. You'd let it be like, if 10's the worst, let it be a 10 so I fucking get you on a camera. But when it's that 2 and 3, that brushing of the shoulder that makes the person think, if I say anything, I'll look crazy because yeah. it's so subtle, but they're doing it. That's the
I know
fucking
you're doing you,
how
it.
Much shit like that went. It still goes on, but picture in the 70s.
That was supposed to be like the sexier whistling sound. And
what the yeah, fuck?
The ding at the
oh
end.
Oh my God, that was the best. Okay, listen, we got to go.
Sing
we gotta
along.
Go. Okay, so I want you to. I'm going to leave you guys be. I'm going to play it twice. We're going to see how good you can sing along. This is Joe. By the way, to George Carlin, he really sent this to me as the easiest sing along in the world. By the way, I would love nothing more than you guys to, after the show, that you do it once. It's great. And I go, you go, Todd, in all fairness, that was pretty easy. I'd be happy, but I'd also be happy if you said, no, that's a little harder than you think. Either way, it's good. I just want the truth. Here we go. Thank you, Keith. Oh, you're playing along.
Yeah.
I like it.
One, two, three.
Everybody loves to sing along.
Can you put a lot of reverb?
Words are hard to remember the words.
Okay.
So we gotta do sing along. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the easiest song
along in the world.
Sing along with us.
To the song.
It's the easiest sing along in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing along in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world.
Oi.
It's the easiest. La 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 la
It's the hardest fucking sing-along in the world. Seriously, that's the end of the show. Look what you did, Joe. I hope you're fucking happy. Okay, so here's what just happened. We took a break on the easiest sing-along in the world. Aristotle says that, by the way, to George Carlin, that was not made to be a hard sing-along. Like, that's not the joke. So when we just ended the show, literally, to George Carlin, this is true, Aristotle over here, he says, it is the easiest sing-along in the world. We're like, okay. Turn the mics back on, And do you have a microphone, or can you want to sing into the phone? So really turn the volume up on that phone. And that's good, because it's not...
Hello.
You got it? You're like the producer.
In the other room, yeah.
Sure. Well, it's a real show. I can't help it.
I mean, this is just the mic that I have at the desk to talk
about. Right, I guess. What do other shows do? I feel bad. I should shut my mouth. I think I'm being a bully. What do? They have their, like, producers at the table or something? Have you been to these podcasts? I know we got to... What do they have, like, at the table and stuff?
Oh, I have one in a studio when I record podcasts.
You don't have them at the table, though,
I have soundproofing doors.
Thank you. Right, thank you.
Heavy doors.
Sarah, thank you. Because we have... So when people listen to your podcast, that's what they imagine from this point forward, because it is what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, they have the producer over there. Sarah's in this room.
Yeah, really large soundboard with maybe 80 to 200 knobs.
Mm-hmm. And say your name of your podcast again.
Lies.
Okay, let me tell you something. When I listen to your podcast, what I'm going to picture from now on is what's going on.
Yes.
I picture it with the glass walls around 6 feet by 6 feet.
Yeah.
And then he's
absolutely
got a board.
There's a grand piano in the room.
With a big, thick black
just
cover
in case.
Over it. Because you had Rod Stewart in there.
Yeah.
And
just
then before that, you had Lonely Island guys.
Yeah.
Where's an island? Whatever, island singer.
Future Island, not Lonely Island.
Yes, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sounds were in there. But that and it's an extra extended baby grand.
Absolutely. And it's white.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. And you have all those mics all over with
all
spit
the mics.
Guards.
Spit guards.
Like that circle thing that's in front
of them. I have several Windows monitors around me.
So people, when they listen to your show, they're really... Now, what is it? How many producers are in that room? I'm getting a sign
in
from
the separate room.
Yeah, in the separate room. There's six?
Six. And a couple interns.
And there's a row of people answering phones?
Uh-huh.
In another room.
They're on separate tiers.
Can I tell you what I'm really actually describing? Preston and Steve. Oh, they're not on separate tiers.
They're on separate tiers.
Separate from the separate tiers. That's Preston and Steve. You go in. Yeah. That's a lot of people working at that show.
Yeah.
And then there's people in a room over there, and then there's three people over there. Then there's, you know, what if I say one thing wrong and someone listens to the show and I make them mad? Then there's a monkey who answers the phone.
No, don't get carried away. It's called lies.
Thank you.
I've got all that stuff in the back.
Okay, so here's you. We went back on because he said that it was the easiest singing along song in the world.
Okay.
So, okay, let's play it and then we'll go. Okay, here we go. Can you turn your mic really high? Because I want people to hear you.
Yes.
Don't try any shit. I could see him trying to mumble. I want to hear you. I want to hear the fucking song. Don't try any shit, Aristotle. You want my mic?
I don't hear any singing yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think you're just going to try to freeze.
Stop it. Pause it. I want to be fair to Joe. This isn't the part they should know, so just so Joe's sitting in his house not having a nervous breakdown.
Okay.
The first part they shouldn't know.
Oh, okay. See,
can I be honest? You were me 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I can't even follow this. And then Aristotle goes, this isn't the part you're supposed to know.
Oh,
and I went, I know.
Well, I didn't say it like that.
Well, you did. You said it. No, you said it nice, actually.
Okay.
Here's how he said it. Oh, this isn't the part you're supposed to know. How do you be like that? So I can really imitate when it's a gentle way it's coming at you.
It's not an easy sing-along.
It's not an easy sing-along. And I'm not doing a bit.
Well, hold on.
Well, we didn't hear him do it yet.
But now that you've differentiated between the verse and the chorus, I would agree. Very easy sing-along.
Okay, so do you want to do it? I'm glad we came back on.
Hell
by the way, I have never in the history to George Carlin on the Todd Glass Show taken a break and been so glad that I fucking came back on. That we turned these mics back on because,
by the way,
Joe deserves this. I love Joe. If you two nail it, and then I realize it is me just being like, Joe deserves it, because who knows, maybe he's like, in all fairness, it is a little harder than I thought. It's not the hardest, but for Todd, but it's not the, maybe Joe's sitting there thinking,
if we're not talking
easy.
About the beginning verses,
do you think it's
easy
as 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100
no.
bottles? Well, that's
we
how,
know that song.
Well, that's because it's
the first
easy.
Time you heard it.
That's
the reason you know it is because it's so easy. Everybody knows. I wanted 100 bottles of beer. I wanted sing, 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 sing. And the crowd goes sing, sing, sing,
that
sing,
doesn't
sing,
sound
sing.
Easy to
and
me.
And the crowd goes happy. Six happies, everybody. Happy, 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 happy,
six
happy.
Six is a weird
everybody's
number.
Everybody's happy. Give me seven. Hoorahs, hoorahs.
Seven?
Can I have the reverb? I want
seems
seven.
Very
math-oriented. I want seven. Give me some drums. Watch, I can make a song. It's like, watch this. I'll make an easy song. Just do what I say and don't try to be difficult. Then we'll go back.
Fine.
I want everybody on the drums go five bangs. Bang, 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 bang. Everybody go five bangs. Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
five hoorays. I go, hooray, 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 hooray. That's
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Well, I'm sorry.
Not easy.
Okay, then.
That was not easy.
Like you were trying to be difficult. If I gave you $1 million, I bet you fucking do a better job. If I gave you all $1 million, I bet and try your hardest to follow that. You were comedically.
Oh, $1 million. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna nail it.
Play the guitar. I want to hear. I want to hear you go first, Miss Big Mouth.
Look, she better hit every word.
If you don't, I'm going to come over there and make a fist. And if you,
God, and I 100% back you up on
at
that.
Whatever you're
about to say,
just at your knee. Not even your. Just I'm going to make a
not
fist.
The face.
No, of course not.
That's my
nothing's
makeup.
Worth that. Everyone.
Everybody loves to sing along.
Not this part.
Remember, so we gotta do a sing along. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the easiest sing along in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing along in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. The easiest sing-along song in the world.
Hold on.
La 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 la. I will say I messed up just a couple moments.
That's not.
But...
If I'm going to create a safe space on my show, it's not going to be by nitpicking like a fucking idiot, even in a silly bit. It was great. I am so impressed. I mean, Joe, you have a right. I don't know how you see. I don't know how you've been talking to me when you see me, because I've.
Oh
right, you don't have to make me look like a buffoon. Feathering it out into the to the
it's
night.
It's the easiest sing-along in the world. Sing along with us. Easiest sing-along song in the world.
That's our show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.